smooth, real. It's all here. And the mother of two growing children.
Like all parents, it's hard getting my kids to drink milk. And now, the USDA recommends 3 dairy servings a day for kids over 8 to increase calcium intake. So it's even more important to drink milk. Since flavored milk makes it taste better, I compared the nutrition-enriched chocolate Ovaltine to Nesquik powder. Ovaltine has a lot more vitamins and minerals than Nesquik. You don't have to be a nutritionist to know. Rich chocolate Ovaltine makes milk better.
More Ovaltine, please!
Hey, John Madden here for Ace Hardware. With energy prices expected to be sky high this winter, it's a great time to stop by your neighborhood Ace store and find out how to prepare your home. The helpful folks at Ace are experts on how to keep the cold air out and your heating dollars in. Need to caulk gaps, weather strip your windows and doors, replace your furnace filter, get a programmable thermostat? All of these things are easy with help from Ace. So stop by your nearby Ace Hardware store this weekend. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware for.
AK.
The Al Franken Show is on the air, coming to you live from the Boulder Theater.
He spoke.
Here in Boulder, Colorado.
And you were there.
I love Al. He's hysterical.
Al's great.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Have a great seat.
Never been to a live show before.
Having a great time.
It's really fun to watch Al in person.
It's great to see him live.
We brought him here, and you made it happen. Thank you.
Progressive Station. KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. It's been another deadly day in Iraq. Suicide bombers attacked 2 Shiite mosques near the Iranian border that were crowded with Friday worshippers. They killed 65 people. CBS's Anyos Rayo has the latest from Baghdad.
Details are sketchy, but we know that the suicide bombers entered while the prayers were going on. We do not know how they breached security. Nowadays, we know that most mosques have some sort of security and screening for worshippers.
In Baghdad, 8 people died when a pair of suicide car bombers blew themselves up near a hotel for foreign journalists. The White House responds to a call from Pennsylvania Congressman and war hero John Murtha to bring American troops home from Iraq. CBS's Mark Noller has that from the Asia-Pacific Summit in Busan, South Korea.
While calling Murtha a great leader in the Congress, White House National Security Advisor Steve Hadley says the congressman is just wrong about Iraq.
We do not see how an immediate pullout contributes to winning the war on terror, brings stability to Iraq.
Hadley's remarks were decidedly more gentle than a White House statement earlier in the day that called Murtha's position baffling and likened his stand to that of Bush-bashing filmmaker Michael Moore. Mark Noller, CBS News, Busan, South Korea.
Thousands of anti-free trade demonstrators tussled with riot police not far from the summit site in Busan. Police used cargo containers and water hoses to hold the crowd back. House Republicans refused to vote for big cuts in health care and education, but they did pull together in the wee hours of the morning to barely pass another deficit reduction bill, one that targets Medicaid, food stamps, college loans, and farm programs.
The yeas are 217, the noes are 215. The bill is agreed to without objection. The motion reconsiders laid upon the table.
The House measure still has to be reconciled with the Senate bill that doesn't cut as deep. California's governor has taken his campaign to protect intellectual property rights to Hong Kong. CBS's Doug Sovereign is with him.
Jackie and I are on a mission to stop piracy.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and Hong Kong action star Jackie Chan unveiled a new public service announcement in which the motorcycle-revving movie icons take on intellectual property pirates.
3 years ago, I was making $30 million a movie, and now I'm doing PSA. So, I mean,
product piracy is a multi-billion-dollar problem, especially in China.
Thomas, stop piracy!
Let's terminate it!
Doug Sovereign, CBS News, Hong Kong.
The 4th Harry Potter movie packed him in theaters around the country that began showing it at midnight in Washington.
It was just so, like, on the edge of your seat. It was just so emotional. It was definitely worth the wait. It was so much better than all the rest of the 3. It was awesome.
Fandango, the online ticket seller, says 90% of its advance business this week has been for Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are a point and a half higher. This is CBS News.
Here's to you, my friend. We're not getting older. We're getting
older.
The aches, the pains.
Maybe you need a new mattress. With my Tempur-Pedic mattress, I don't have aches and pains anymore. I feel refreshed and energized.
You have been a bit chipper lately.
It's the bed, not the birthdays.
Want a guaranteed better night's sleep? Call Tempur-Pedic at 1-800-816-2719 for a free better sleep video, a 90-day trial certificate, and a sample of the proprietary Tempur pressure relieving material. Call 1-800-816-2719 today. That's 1-800-816-2719.
Are you making too many trips to the bathroom? Super Prostate Formula reduces nighttime urination and improves sleep. We're so confident that you'll be thrilled with Super Prostate Formula that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Super Prostate Formula and reclaim control. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 1-800-414-2152. 1-800-414-2152.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We want to give yourself a few extra minutes this morning. You want to scrape the windows. I'd also seen some icy patches, too, but you probably want to slow it down just a little bit. Now, I-70, we have a ladder in the road eastbound, also some metal pieces, so you want to look for that right around Peoria. And already seen a slow ride if you're coming out of the north end of town. Had construction crews that are late picking up the cones between Thornton Parkway and the Turnpike, so expect some bunching there. Northbound I-25, have a rollover accident working up north. You can squeeze by on the shoulder, but we are slow in that area. And Boulder Street, still pretty quiet on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, Turnpike. Actually looking pretty good as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. Under the forecast, it'll be warmer today with highs in the 50s. It's 28 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Continuing our coverage of our nation and the progress of President George W. Bush.
The war arrived on our shores on September the 11th, 2001.
September the 11th, 2001.
September the 11th, I made a commitment to the American
people. September the 11th, 2001.
September the 11th.
You know, if I had a nickel for every time Bush has mentioned 9/11, I could raise enough reward money to go after Bin Laden.
This has been a Presidential Progress Report on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. They've got their station. We've got ours.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by CLR Bathroom and Kitchen Cleaner. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. An influential House Democrat, Representative John Murtha of Pennsylvania, an ex-Marine who's been in Congress for 30 years now, voted for the Iraqi War and has been considered a hawk on the subject by most people, very pro-military, close to the Pentagon, came out yesterday with a surprising about-face.
It's time to bring them home. They've done everything they can do. The military's done everything it can do.
Murtha, going beyond what some of his fellow Democrats in Congress have called for, setting a timetable for a phased withdrawal, he now wants them all out as soon as possible, within the next 6 months.
They don't deserve to continue to suffer. They're the targets. They have become the enemy. 80% of the Iraqis want us out of there. The public wants us out.
More after this for CLR. You've heard me singing the praises of CLR Bathroom and Kitchen Cleaner, the amazingly fast, powerful, safe, and non-abrasive foam spray that simply dissolves calcium and rust stains off of shower doors and heads. CLR has no alcohol, no phosphates, ammonia, or bleach, but it works wonders. And by the way, the Salvation Army's Hurricane Relief Fund is working wonders, too, and the makers of CLR are donating a portion of the proceeds of every bottle to help hurricane victims. CLR is available at Winn-Dixie, Walgreens, and just about everywhere.
If only those carolers who sing about decking the halls with boughs of holly actually deck your halls with boughs of holly. And while they were at it, hung up holiday lights as well. Fortunately, Walgreens has the light sets, trees, ornaments, and decorations you need to brighten your home both inside and out. And with thousands of locations nationwide, many open 24 hours, there's bound to be one nearby. Which is really something to sing about.
Hallmark Holiday Jingle Pals are only $5.99 with purchase of 3 cards at Walgreens.
It is a hard slog, but most congressional Republicans, like Duncan Hunter of California, have continued to call for staying the course.
Lots of our enemies think America is only capable of the two-week war and that we don't have the endurance for the hard, tough battle of winning a war, securing the peace, providing a military shield, and building up a country and building up its democratic institutions at the same time. In fact, we do.
That sounds to many Democrats, including Murtha now apparently, like a policy based on asking the military to take on too much and trying to change the realities of today's world.
This is a flawed policy wrapped in an illusion. The American public knows it. And lashing out at critics doesn't help a bit.
So the Iraq debate has now become even more polarized politically. Congressman Hunter.
The Democrats who have undertaken this initiative have made a mistake. I think they've underestimated the toughness of the American people and the understanding that if we don't change the world is going to change us.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Why are you so dressed up?
On a meeting, remember?
The one about our retirement plans?
Honey, this is my boss's guy from Northwestern Mutual. We were referred...
Hold on. Mr. Harkness referred us to Northwestern Mutual?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Harkness referred us to Northwestern Mutual.
I have nothing to wear.
A quiet conversation with Northwestern Mutual is one of the most valuable conversations you'll ever have. Northwestern Mutual Financial Network. The quiet company. The Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
The Osgood File, November 18th, 2005. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Still standing after yesterday's show, 6:09, 9 minutes after 6 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sunny with a high around 59. Man, I got it in email yesterday over the whole panhandlers thing. I really did. And, you know, I'm not always right. Sometimes I can be wrong. But I don't even go down that road again because I don't want all the complaints. Man, I got a ton of them. But you know what? I managed to answer every one of them, which I try to do every day. What? And I'm just paraphrasing here. You know, he said something about it. You know, if he wants to challenge my patriotism, this coming from a guy with 5 deferments, I'll debate him any place, any time. And John Murtha, who yesterday, you know, a hawkish, pro-military Democrat, stood up, and he's the lone Democrat to do this, and call for the troops to come home now. And he, too, took a swipe at not only Cheney, but also Dennis Hastert, the Speaker of the House, who is a political thug, basically. Anyway, he started bringing up draft deferments. And you got to ask yourself, you know, why didn't the Democrats do this originally? Why did they bring this up during the campaign? Why didn't they say to George W. Bush, hey, you know what, we knew where we were when Vietnam was going on. Why don't you tell us where you were? Or to say to Dick Cheney, you had 5 draft deferments. How dare you challenge our patriotism? Where were you? And what were the reasons you didn't go to Vietnam? And wouldn't you have loved that if they had done that during the campaign? I mean, it would have been great. But they're doing it now. Man, Democrats are starting to act like Democrats. They're also threatening a filibuster over the Patriot Act, where Russell Feingold, Democrat from Wisconsin, says he's cleared his schedule all the way up to Thanksgiving and is prepared to stand up there and read the Bill of Rights and lead a filibuster against the Patriot Act. So Democrats are starting to act like Democrats. Even Ken Salazar, who you got to question at times, and I understand he stood up Al Franken yesterday. Man, I've had that happen. Don't you hate that when it happens? But even he said he's got questions about Alito. So you know, Democrats are starting to act like Democrats. All right, it's open phones here on this Friday, but we got a ton of people to talk to this morning. We'll talk to Larry Johnson, who worked as a CIA intelligence analyst and served as deputy director in the U.S. State Department's Office of Counterterrorism. He is a member of the steering group of the Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity and is the CEO of an international business consulting firm. He wants to know why it is, and the people who are involved in this steering group for Veterans Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, they want to know why Karl Rove still has a security clearance, even though Rove is under investigation. We'll talk to him. We've also got Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey on from California's 6th Congressional District. Her and 60... Let me make sure I get this right here. 61 other Congress people, because, you know, there's women in there. Congressman, I guess you call a woman a congressman, right? Or congresswoman. Anyway, they sent a letter to the White House demanding a change in the course in Iraq. We'll talk to her, and I'll ask her the same question I asked Mark Udall yesterday. Because the White House and, you know, Republican talking heads and, you know, they keep pushing the same line. Well, everybody saw the same intelligence. And I'll ask her, is that true? Did you see the same intelligence? We've also got Eyal Press on this morning. He's a writer based in New York and a fellow at the Open Society Institute. And he's written for the Atlantic Monthly, Laguna Franca, and numerous other publications. And he's got an article about intelligent design and what went on in Dover, Pennsylvania. and that's in this week's Nation magazine. So he's coming up this morning as well. Plus, we'll take your calls at 303-713-7600. It's Friday. You know what that means. It means that whatever it is you want to talk about, we'll definitely do it. And whatever seems to be on your mind, and there's a lot of stuff to talk about this morning in the news. As I say every morning, there's just, there's a whole pile of stuff here, and who knows where to start on all of this. By the way, we'll have Andrew Romanoff on Monday morning to talk about this battle over a referendum C money, in which Governor Bill Owens wants to use the money for roads, which is not what most of us voted for. D was supposed to cover roads. That's not what C was about. And we'll have Andrew Romanoff on about the struggle about what to do with that. And the bipartisanship that existed over the referendums is now deteriorated. So we'll see what goes on. And, you talk about people like John Andrews and others who were, against referendum C and D. It's amazing that now they think they have the right to step forward and to talk about what we're going to do with the money. All right, let me just play you this John Murtha cut. About Bush 41 and Bush 43. This was from his press conference yesterday while we were on the air. Check this out.
They don't want input. They only want to criticize. Bush 1 was the opposite. Bush 1 might not like the criticism and constructive suggestion, but he listened to what we had to say.
Is that great? And like I say, he went after Cheney. Went after Cheney over having those deferments. Can you dig that? Also, the controversy is growing about this country's use of white phosphorus in shells, and the fact that they used them on the Iraqis. And somebody called yesterday, and we talked about it a little bit yesterday. With the Pentagon denying first that it ever went on, now finally they acknowledge that it does. And many people are saying that white phosphorus actually is a chemical weapon. It's a weapon of mass destruction, and that the United States turns around and uses it on Iraqi civilians, claiming that they're trying to bomb insurgents. Unbelievable. Now, why are we using phosphorus? And in the Pentagon, they call that like a shake-and-bake type of practice, where you force the insurgents out. But what happens is, citizens end up getting this stuff. And it smacks back to Vietnam in the days of napalm. We used to burn people. All right, 303-713-7600, and it's anything you want to talk about this morning. So if you're up this early this morning, and if you're listening to me, and if you can, get a cup of coffee and drag yourself to the phone, if you got...
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer. And with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW. Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
This is a special public announcement for anyone that's upside down in a lease or purchase of a 2004 or newer car, truck, or SUV. If you're unable to get the price you need or simply no buyers, you don't have to lose thousands or roll it over into a new note. Give AutoManagement.com a call at 303-756-6800. They can get you out. The company is AutoManagement.com. They've provided a payment guarantee service in Denver for 18 years. Please check them out at AutoManagement.com. Call for an appointment today. 303-756-6800. You won't have to take the hit if the market has fallen for your vehicle. They have the solutions, and at no cost to you if you mention you heard this ad on the radio. A $250 value. Now isn't that a special deal? AutoManagement.com will get you out. Protect your credit and lose the stress. Call 303-756-6800 and tell them about your vehicle. Start saving your assets today. AutoManagement online at AutoManagement.com or call 303-756-6800.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Progressive Talk.
I believe we need to turn Iraq over to the Iraqis. I believe before the Iraqi elections, scheduled for mid-December, the Iraqi people and the emerging government must be put on notice. The United States will immediately redeploy. Immediately redeploy.
Just couldn't resist playing that again. 6:21, 21 minutes after 6. Boy, you know what? I hate to give you the weather. Because we were dead wrong yesterday. Sunny with a high of around 59 is what they're saying today. But, man, it started snowing yesterday. And there was nothing in the forecast about that. So I hate to give you the weather. Maybe I'm not right about it. Anyway, 303-713-7600, open phones. Let's go to Mark in Littleton. Mark, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay. How you doing this morning?
Mark, how are you?
Well, heading to work, but I'll live. So, anyway.
Well, it's Friday, man.
Yeah, I got to work tomorrow, though, and that snow got me yesterday, so... But my comment yesterday was, you know, I saw the newspaper article on that referendum C, you know, and Owens wants to move it around, and technically he can, you know, and that's why nobody wants to buy any of this stuff, you know, these politicians push, you know, because they go back on their word. They write the damn bill, and they got it so twisted, you can't. They can do anything they want to do with it in the final end, you know. My son just turned 18 last year, so this was his first vote. And he voted for it. I looked at the whole situation, voted against it, figured if they can't live on a 6% increase, then they ought to get real. But anyway, he said, you know, Dad, I voted for it because, you know, I'm in college. I need the money. And now he's saying to me, what are they doing? And I said, well, welcome to the real world, son. So,
well, yeah, you know. But you know something? The governor can't get exactly what he wants. He's not, you know, it's not a benevolent dictatorship. He has to go through, you know, he has to go through the legislature.
He still does, but I mean...
The legislature is democratically controlled.
Right.
And Andrew Romanoff and Morgan Carroll and people like that are going to fight it.
Right, but I mean, still, 2 weeks after the election, they're already starting about how they can twist and turn. And
well, you know, Mark, you got to be more specific when you say they. I mean, we're talking about the governor. We're not talking about everybody else. And there are some Republicans who do want to play with the money. But there's a lot of Democrats who are not going to do that. And there are some Republicans, too, who want to hold fast to what C was about.
Right.
And they'll fight over it. I predict that the Democrats will prevail.
Well, I hope they do, but the fact of the matter is the public spoke and they wanted it split up equally. And now they're already trying to manipulate that.
Well, then that's why you got to get in touch with your state legislator and to send him an email. Tell him or her what your desires are.
Yeah, my point is, send them all down the road. Let's start all over with somebody that isn't, tied to the hind teeth. So we can wean them a little bit earlier.
Well, I'll tell you something. So. Those people who do not support the wishes of those who voted for Referendum C, we ought to just serve a message on them. You know something? You try to take the money, you try to put it some other place, and we're going to vote you out of office. It's as simple as that.
Excellent. And, I'd love to see America finally get together enough that they'd finally finish it out, maybe we could straighten this system out. That's my two cents. So.
All right. Have a good day, and sorry you got to work tomorrow.
Thanks for your time.
You know what? No problem. Thank you. See you later. All right. 303-713-7600. Open phones here. And he's right to have a gripe about that. Politicians promise. But we got good people in the legislature like Andrew Romanoff and Ken Gordon and, Morgan Carroll, just to name a few. And they'll be up there fighting for us. And we're going to talk to Andrew Romanoff about this on Monday, about the attempt to take the money, put it some other place that the voters didn't vote for. And we'll see what he has to say about it. Frank in Westminster. Frank, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
Hey, Frank, I'm doing pretty good. What about yourself?
Oh, it's Bitch Friday.
Yeah, you can't complain about that, can you?
No, I can't. And nobody's going to listen to me if I do anyway. So.
You're right about that.
Well, just to put my two cents in, I think the Democrats are finally starting to come around with this whole war in Iraq. And the government, I think they're finally starting to get a game plan together, which I think is great. And I think it's got the Republicans on their heels a little bit. But I really wish they would quit the schoolyard bickering and finger pointing and name calling that's been going on, because it's driving me crazy. I find it insulting and embarrassing, because everybody around the world sees what's happening with our government. And if they took half of the energy they're using to call each other out on certain things, we could probably get back to governing and probably get this stuff squared away within a reasonable amount of time, get some troops out of Iraq, get their government up and running, and let's use our heads for politics and not finger-pointing.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, the Democrats do have a plan. The Republicans sat on it in this non-binding referendum that they passed in the Senate, because they stripped out, they took the one sentence out that the Democrats had stuck in there about benchmarks. And John Kerry last night was saying on Chris Matthews' Hardball, and he's not the first one, by the way, who said this. I heard Russell Feingold say it as well, and I believe that was also on Hardball, that the Democrats do have a plan. If you think about it, it makes sense, in which they're not talking about immediate withdrawal like John Murtha was talking about. What they're talking about is they're talking about benchmarks. They're talking about reaching certain goals and then being able to pull out troops as you reach those goals. But the Republicans don't want to hear that. What they want to do is they want to back the White House with their stay-the-course rhetoric. And like the caller yesterday who called up, the guy who was making fun, of course, of Air America and saying that Air America only has 6 months to go. And when I asked him for his proof, he didn't have it. But after we ended up fighting, I asked him at the end, well, all right, if the Democrats are wrong, what's the Bush administration's plan to get us out? And his answer was, well, when the end comes, that's the end.
Right. When it's over, it's over.
Yeah. So, I mean, they have no plan, these people, and they keep turning around claiming that the Democrats have no plan, and the Democrats do have a plan. The trouble is the Democrats do not control the House and the Senate.
Exactly. That's the problem. And they need to focus their energy and step it up and use their power as congressmen or whatnot. And one point real quick, if I may, on C&D. I would like to see them use some of the money for the roads, because I'm a truck driver and I drive the northern corridor every day, and these roads are horrible up here. They try and patch, but the patchwork is just as bad as the potholes are filling. And I really would like to see some of that money going to fix our infrastructure, because we're in dire need of it. It's falling apart. As much traffic as goes from Cheyenne down here to Denver, the roads aren't going to last much longer if we don't address that situation.
Well, I voted for D, and I think you're absolutely right. And by the way, truck drivers don't get the credit that's due them, because without truck drivers, we'd be out of luck, because they move virtually everything we use, and you do too. And I'm on your side about that, but the money's got to go for K-12. It's got to go for the things that that the voters were promised. But I think we should definitely somehow come up with the money. And I'll ask Andrew Romanoff about this on Monday. Come up with the money to fix these roads, because you're right, they are deteriorating, and the longer that they go, the rougher it's going to be.
That's right. Well, thanks for taking me on, Jay. Have a good morning, and cheers.
All right, man. Take care and drive safe, would you please?
I will. Thank you.
Okay. And I mean that about truck drivers and. You know, people, I mean, truck drivers don't get a lot of credit. And when I used to work late at night in late night radio, I would get a lot of truck drivers who would call in. And they don't get a lot of credit. Because they move virtually everything we use. So you got to give them a break on the road. I mean, wheeling those big rigs around. I've always been fascinated by that, too. I always have. And I had this truck driver. I never was able to work this out, because I can never get enough vacation. But I had this truck driver who told me that he would take me all across the country, that I could ride across the country with him, which I thought would be a marvelous thing, since I love to drive. And I love to be on the roads. And I was looking forward to that, but I never got it to work out. Two lines open at 303-713-7600, and I'll take more of your calls coming up here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. There's just so much to talk about this morning, and there's so many things out there on the table that we can talk about, including this country's use of white phosphorus and the House budget cuts that are going on, and they're continuing war on the working poor and trying to reward the rich with $70 billion worth of tax cuts, which is absolutely morally reprehensible. Coming up on 6:30 here at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, here's Progressive Traffic with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. You want to give yourself a couple extra minutes this morning because you may have to scrape the windows. I've seen a couple icy patches, so you probably want to slow it down just a little bit. Now, we have a ladder on the highway eastbound I-70 right around Peoria. Looks like that's been cleared out of your way. But still dealing with this rollover accident up north. Northbound I-25 at the Meade exit. Lanes are blocked. You can squeeze by on the shoulders, but expect a slow go up there. Southbound I-25 now starting to fill in from Thornton Parkway down through the Turnpike, and it breaks free a little bit for the ride into downtown and through T-Rex. And checking out Boulder Street, things busy again on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal on Highway 93, Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline also filling in, and the Turnpike, a little sluggish eastbound right around Federal.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese, and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us, or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have, because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-622-3114 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-622-3114 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-622-3114.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer. And with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Jim Monroe, Marilyn's illegitimate brother. There's just a lot of great people working out there at the Rockies. And every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And Rockies is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Now, you know what? You can find out about this yourself by going to rockiesautos.com and checking out the gigantic inventory. And to see if there's something there you like. And you can then pre-qualify for a car loan. And you're all set. You got it all done. And you can surf the internet there. You can go to their website and you can see what they got and check out the selection of all of the cars, trucks, minivans, and SUVs that they've got. They just got a ton of them. Anything you want to choose from, they've got it. Rockies Autos, check them out on the internet or check them out at their location.
Cake and more. Save time and money and depend on Sam's Club for your holiday entertaining.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
This morning, I'm glad I don't have them because I got an upset stomach. And you know what? This stomach business has been going on for 2 weeks, but I'm scared to go back to my doctor because I was just there. So I don't like, oh, God, he's a hypochondriac. I got a nutcase as a patient. All right, it's open phones here at 303-713-7600. Pat in Broomfield. Pat, good morning. Pat, you there?
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Pat. Long time no hear from.
How are you?
Ooh, what's wrong with your voice?
I've got laryngitis.
So oh, my God. How did you get that?
I don't know. Who knows?
Oh.
All of a sudden. Actually, I don't feel bad. I just sound really bad.
You sound like Rita Crosby on MSNBC.
Well,
or is it Cosby, I guess, is her name.
This is. Hopefully this will be a short-term thing.
I hope so, too. All right, what's on your mind? I know you always have a lot to say.
No, actually, today it's just two things. First, and simply, I'm seeing happy days ahead for us. I'm seeing this administration continuing to look worse by the second, by the minute, by the hour. More and more people are opening their eyes, in my opinion, to what we have, what liars they are, what cheats, the whole thing. And I finally, it's like the light is coming on again. And the other thing is, Bill Owens, in my opinion, and we don't agree on him, but right now he's showing exactly what he is.
Well, you know what? Let me say about we don't agree on him. I think he's a nice guy. I just don't agree with him. And when he was on last time, he said something about, you know, doing talk radio with me, and I said to him, I'll debate you anytime about any issue.
I know. I listened to that.
I like him as a person, but I just don't happen to agree with him. I think he's wrong, and I think that as a truck driver said, the roads need to be worked on, and we've got to come up with some solution for the infrastructure. And it's not only here in Colorado, but it's all over the United States. that the infrastructure's, you know, starting to crumble. But you can't take the money from C, which was designated for certain things, and then try to shift it off and put it into something else.
Well, if they take the money from C, I hope they never attempt a measure like that again. Because, you know, the old expression about fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, shame on you.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen. And I think that we're going to find out on Monday when we have Andrew Romanoff on. And you know what? We'll reach out to Morgan Carroll and put her on as well. I think they're going to fight this. I think the legislature is going to fight this. And the Democrats are in the majority in the legislature, and they control things. And I think we'll have a good chance of, you know, putting these people off. And then, the other thing about your first comment the things are looking good for us. Check this out. This is in the New York Times this morning. Shaken by the Iraqi war and the rise of anti-American sentiment around the world, Americans are turning inward. A new Pew survey of American opinion leaders and the general public indicates the survey, conducted September 5th through October 31st and released yesterday, found isolationist feelings among the public similar to the sentiment following the Vietnam War in the 70s and the end of the Cold War in the 1990s. At the same time, the poll indicated Americans are feeling less lateralist than they were in the recent past. I think you're right. People are beginning to wake up here. They're beginning to see what we're stuck in, and they're sick of the idea that we can dominate the world and that we can change the world, because if we don't change the world, it's going to change us, as Republican Duncan Hunter said, and I think he's absolutely wrong.
Well, the world is going to change. The world never stops changing, and we better wake up to the fact that we are not the captains of the world. We're one of the players, and probably one of the larger players. Who died and put us in charge? And this is ridiculous. It's absurd. And I think the damage that this group out of the White House has done, I honestly, I'm almost saying thank God. Thank God they went so far, because now I really believe they won't have a chance. That group, that Republican inner structure, will not have a chance to wield this kind of power and do this kind of damage again for a very long time.
You know what? I think you're right. Pat, thank you. I hope your voice gets better.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay. Yeah, she usually doesn't call him very often. When she does, she's always got a lot of good things to say. But as I've said before, we have the best callers. Even like yesterday when I couldn't get that many calls for whatever the reason was, whatever was occupying your mind. But when we do get calls, we get the best call, even if I disagree with them. And we start to get into it a little bit. Still, the callers are really good. I mean, we do get some callers here that are absolutely on the moon, like this guy yesterday, about when I asked him what Bush's withdrawal strategy is. He said, well, when the end comes, it's the end. You know, what the hell? What does that mean? Jim and Drake. Jim, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. It's good hearing you. I listen to you every day, and I got a problem.
Okay.
You know, Sunrise Sunset Station.
Oh, and, you're talking about the signal problem.
Yes, I am. I can't get you until usually 6:45 when the sun comes up, and then I lose you as soon as the sun goes down. How can we upgrade the station?
You know, you can, and we've had numerous discussions about this, and in the 31 years I've been in this business, you just can't, you know, we're just one of those stations that has restricted power at night after sunset, and we don't really... We don't really get going until after the sun comes up, and then we switch to high power. So a lot of people have gone out and bought computers and stream us online. But then we got a problem with that too. I got several angry emails here the other day, among my other angry emails, saying that the streaming system was dropping out or that it wasn't working. So I forwarded that to management and asked if we could fix it. But there's no, you know, I hear what you're saying, Jim, but there's just no way, unless the best way to get the station, is on a car radio, but there's just no way to fix it. I wish we could. I really do.
Okay. I have another thing. I have a question. How can these Republicans be pro-life, for the death penalty, and pro-war?
Well, you're not the first person to ask that question. I don't, you know what, I really don't know. I don't have an answer to that. I think they're hypocritical in so many ways. Many of them are well-meaning, but they can't seem to see the hypocrisy that goes on there. I mean, you're really, really right. How can you, one, claim that that you're pro-life or that you're anti-choice, then turn around and endorse taking of people's lives, which, you know, basically, by the way, with a system that's broken, and then turn around and think that war is like a good idea, And as Jack Murtha indicated, you know, it's always those people who have no combat experience that always want to rush to send other people to war.
Yeah, you got it. I'm for them 100%.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just bad news. I mean, it's bad news, and this administration needs to wake up.
Oh, very much so. Very much so. Why don't we just turn it over to the UN, take our arm patches off, put on a UN arm patch, and let the UN take care of it?
Well, that's what we should have done in the, that's what we should have done when we had that chance. Hey, Jim, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Hey, keep up the good work, Jay.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
Have a great day.
Oh, excuse me. You know, one of the other things the administration says, which is an outright lie, okay, the French, the Russians, the Germans, they all saw the same intelligence. They all verified the same things. Well, you know what? There's a caveat to that. 2 days before the war started, Jacques Chirac, the president of France, stood up and said that he wasn't sure that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and that he wasn't sure that going to war was a good idea. And based on the intelligence, he wasn't sure that they had it. The head of Germany, Gerhard Schroeder, said that they didn't have weapons of mass destruction. And so did Vladimir Putin of Russia. So this line the administration keeps giving us about we all have the same intelligence, which Congress didn't have it, this line they keep giving us, you know what, it's so full of BS. These people ought to be ashamed of themselves. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. It's Friday. It's open phones. We've got tons of great guests on this.
$28.95 or less. That's $28.95 at your participating Denver, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealers. Ends November 27th. Restrictions apply. See your dealer for details.
Listen to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let me talk to you about LASIK Skin Clinic. Icon LASIK Skin. Come on, Jay, you can get this straight. Icon LASIK and Skin Clinic. You know what? Icon has been making LASIK affordable back since 1999. Now, depending on the patient, check this out. Icon charges as little as $4.99 per eye. No one else in the metro area can offer LASIK at this price. Now, Icon can because they've cut out the middleman. So, you know what? Don't swallow the hype that only an expensive clinic can perform safe LASIK. It just isn't true. Icon's experienced surgeons have handled tens of thousands of patients and are trained in the very latest state-of-the-art lasers from Nidex to Vizix. I sent a friend of mine to Icon, and they did a great job. Icon has laser surgery that's safe and affordable. So if you've ever thought about getting LASIK done but weren't sure where to start, then talk with the folks at Icon. They can help you make an informed decision to find out if LASIK surgery is right for you. Visit them on the web at icondenver.com or call to set up a consultation. 720.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer. And with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-622-3114 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-622-3114 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-622-3114.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Yeah, excuse me, the Larimer County Democrats were there. Pat Walk, who's the head of the Democratic Party, was there. I mean, there were a lot of great people there, and it was a thrilling place to be.
Oh, yeah, and his little dialogue with Hickenlooper, and I mean, it was just a great show. I was really impressed. So.
Yeah, I thought it was great, too.
Yeah, and the other thing I wanted to say is, you know, this every time I talk to you, I'm trying to poke holes in this this ridiculous argument on the part of the right that we can't give them a timeline for getting out of Iraq.
Right.
Because if they do, then what? The insurgents will just sit back and wait for us to leave. Apparently, that's their argument, right? I mean, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that what that really is that's a smokescreen because they never had any intention of pulling out at all. I think they've been sitting over there twiddling their thumbs and claiming that they've been training 10,000 Iraqis or 50,000 Iraqis, depending on the day you ask them how many there are and who you ask. But they've never had any intention to leave. And what my point is all along, you know, every time is we need to hold their feet to the fire and say if your plan is that as they stand up, we stand down, then if they've got 50,000 trained, then 50,000 of our people ought to be on planes headed home. You know what I mean?
Well, the problem that, you know, with them, and you must see this too, and other people must see this, you can't trust them.
I know.
And the reason I say you can't trust them is because, you know what, they got a different story like every other day, or they have no story at all. Like, nobody has any idea how many troops, how many Iraqi troops are actually trained. So it depends on who you listen to.
Exactly. And if we actually got a number out of them, I mean, if we actually got them to come up with one number, then I would say, well, okay, well, that number of our troops ought to be heading home tomorrow. You know what I mean? And to me, that would be a decent compromise between a position like Jack Murtha's, which I think is a bit extreme, and something that's more reasonable. You know what I mean?
You know, the Democratic plan, most of the Democrats believe, and they tried to put it in that non-binding resolution, was the idea that we should meet certain benchmarks. So that's pretty much what you're talking about doing. We should meet benchmarks, and as we have more troops trained, then we'll draw some down. But you know what the problem with this is? I go back to what I said before. The problem with this is how do you know what's going on there when you get conflicting reports, not only from the administration, which Murtha was kind of bringing up yesterday about the administration, you know, wrapped in unreality and claiming that things are going on there that aren't happening. And you get a different story from the Pentagon, you get a different story from the State Department, you get a different story from the White House. Then you got people who have been over there that are writing, you know, that there's the James Fallows article that's in the Atlantic this month, and we try to get him on, by the way, but he's got a writing commitment, so he said he can't really come on the radio. But I suggest people go to the newsstands and buy that, and he talks about why Iraq doesn't have an army.
Right. It's so frustrating. Why can't we get an answer out of these guys?
Because I don't think they know what the truth is. I don't think they know what the answer is. I think that they're trying to put their best face forward and trying to sell us something that we're beginning to see out of the opinion polls that the majority of Americans just don't buy.
I agree, but I guess what I was getting at is what I would like to know, and maybe you could ask the next guy who comes up with that argument about the, we can't give them a timeline because then they'll just sit back and wait for us to leave. My question, I've been trying to figure out how to articulate this, but my question is, if that was ever an option, if that was one of their possible strategies, what's to prevent them from just doing that right now? I mean, if they wanted to just sit back and wait for us to leave, and they did, they just sat back and they just stopped bombing all of these, attempting all these suicide bombings, wouldn't we leave all that much quicker? Because everything would die down, and it would appear that everything had been safe, that Iraq was now a safe place and that we'd accomplished our mission, and then we would leave even more quickly. So why aren't they already doing that if that's one of their strategies? That's never been one of their strategies.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
All right, before I go, how about this theory? How about that the Iraqis are extremely nationalistic, and so 80% of them want us to leave? So if we get out of the country, okay, then the nationalistic elements of Iraq turn on the foreign insurgents and chase them out, and yeah, Iraq would splinter. But
that's probably going to happen down the road.
Yeah, I mean, you can't stop it now. I mean, you've got Sunnis attacking Shiites and Shiites attacking Sunnis, and General Casey says that the average time it takes to defeat an insurgency, if you're lucky, is 9 years. I ask people, do you want to be there for 9 years?
No way.
All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Let's go to Rob in Denver. Rob, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. What I see going on now, and I don't know, I'm not going to say whether it's deliberate or just for planning, what you have in Iraq now is a policy that will create a perpetual occupation.
Well, I think you're right about that, because as I just said, General Casey said it takes 9 years with any luck to defeat an insurgency. 9 years is a long, long time. And I think even then, let's say we defeat the insurgency, I think you're right. I think we want to keep presence of troops there because we want a foothold in the Mideast, and we'd like to get at that oil.
Yeah, and what you have there is you have not enough troops to do the job that they're supposed to do. You have insufficient training. You don't have the rebuilding that we supposedly wanted to have out there. And all you're doing is creating hard feelings. You're going to have not less people that are angry with us, but more over there. And with no real visible growth in the number of Iraqis who can take care of it, and a strategy saying we won't leave unless they're ready, they're never going to be ready.
Yeah, you know what? At the present rate, they're certainly not going to be ready. And as I said to to Ron in Loveland, can we ever get a straight answer out of this administration as to what's going on over there? I don't think we ever do. And we never get a straight answer as to how many troops are trained. How is this thing going to end? It's like I keep bringing up that caller yesterday in the 6 o'clock hour when I ask him, well, all right, if we're wrong, what is this administration's withdrawal policy? And his answer was, well, when the end comes, it's the end.
Yeah.
You know, when it's over, it's over.
If we're concerned that there aren't enough troops trained, then somehow we need to train them, even if we have to, and Gary brought this up, even if we have to train them outside of Iraq and send them back. You know, if we set a timeline and they're going to sit back and wait, maybe that's the best thing, because then they're not attacking anyone and the number of troops can grow.
Yeah, I think you got a great idea. I think you're onto something. Rob, thanks, man. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Okay. I think he's onto something there. By the way, there's an article. We got Larry Johnson coming up after 7 o'clock, but there's an article this morning. Listen to this in the New York Times. Vital military jobs go unfilled, a study says. The military is falling far behind in its effort to recruit and re-enlist soldiers for some of the most vital combat positions in Iraq and Afghanistan, according to a new government report. The report, completed by the Government Accountability Office, shows that the Army National Guard and Marines signed up as few as a third of the Special Forces soldiers, intelligence specialists, and translators that they had aimed for in the last year. Both the Army and the Marines, for instance, fell short of their goals for hiring roadside bomb diffusers by about 20% in each of the last 2 years. The Army Reserve, meanwhile, failed to fill about a third of its more than 1,500 intelligence analyst jobs, and the National Guard, there have been consistent shortages filling positions involving tanks, field artillery, and intelligence. So what ends up happening is that these brave men and women of ours that are over there, they have to keep staying over there. They're like on their third deployment there and can't come back, can't get out. When they join the National Guard, this is not what they signed up for particularly, but we don't have enough troops, really, I guess, to do the job. And you got people like Senator Hillary Clinton, which I disagree with her, and you've got John McCain, and I disagree with him, who talks about putting more troops in there. Where are we going to get all the people for this? And how are you going to turn around and get somebody to join up when they think they're going to be sent to Iraq, and the public opinion polls overwhelmingly are against what's going on there? So how do we work this? And General Barry McCaffrey has said many times that if we don't fix this situation and we don't get it done by the coming summer, the wheels are going to come off the armed forces in this country. And I think that's what Jack Murtha was referring to yesterday when he made his speech, when he had that press conference that literally shocked all of Congress. All right, we got Larry Johnson, who worked at the CIA as an intelligence analyst, is coming up next, and we're going to talk about why Karl Rove doesn't get his security clearance lifted. And then we'll take more of your calls on open phones at 303-713-7600.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive.
The experience you want.
Chance to win $1,000 four times a day. Less commercial interruption. More time for Progressive Talk. AM 760. Now, CBS News. KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Mark Noller with the president in Busan, South Korea. A performance for the leaders of APEC, the Asia-Pacific Economic Summit, as they dined on chestnut porridge, spicy kimchi, and mushroom wine. But it was a much less festive situation outside. As we hear from reporter Don Kirk.
Demonstrators have succeeded in capturing a cargo container. A policeman is on top of one container, and he's appealing to them for mercy. In fact, he's just about to surrender as students get atop the container. One of the students is beating the policeman. He's slugging him in front of a crowd of kids with bamboo poles and metal sticks.
From this side of the planet, the White House responded with derision to Congressman John Murtha, who now calls for the immediate withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq. The White House says Murtha's view is baffling and aligns him with the likes of Annie Bush filmmaker Michael Moore. In Busan, South Korea, I'm Mark Noller. With more CBS News, here is Frank Setapani.
A day of worship turned into a day of carnage in Iraq, where suicide bombs killed 65 Shiite Muslims in two mosques near the Iranian border. In Baghdad, suicide bombers killed 8 people near a hotel for foreign journalists. An American soldier on the scene.
This area was attacked by 2 V-beds. They tried to breach the wall to get to the hotel. A lot of damage, a lot of casualties at this moment.
In Washington, Congress is racing the clock to wrap up work on some money bills. CBS's Bob Fuss is live with the latest.
After an embarrassing loss of a bill to fund the Education and Labor Departments, House Republicans managed to pass a budget bill to trim other spending, but they had to keep the House in half the night and make lots of concessions to do it. This bill cuts Medicaid, food stamps, and student loans. It exposed deep divisions among Republicans, and Democrats say it punishes the poor. Some of these same problems are being seen on the tax side. House Republicans want a big tax cut bill. The timing seems awful to some, and the Senate has stirred the pot with a plan to hit big oil companies with a one-time tax hike. live on Capitol Hill, Bob, CBS News.
Just in from Washington, the FDA says it's found no evidence the flu drug Tamiflu caused the deaths of a dozen children in Japan. Dana Reeve, the actress and widow of Christopher Reeve, says she's responding well to treatment for lung cancer.
I feel so close to Chris during this as well because of some of the treatments that I've been going through, the MRIs and the things.
Reeve told a New York fundraising audience she's defying every statistic the doctors throw at her. It has all the earmarks of a blockbuster.
It's coming closer. I can feel it. The Dark Lord shall rise again. Is it Voldemort?
No, it's Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire drawing big crowds at last night's midnight openings around the country. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 3 points. This is CBS News.
This is Rocky Mozell with International Star Registry. For over 25 years, we've been brightening people's holidays with the most magical gift. Name a star after someone. For only $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will send an incredible personalized gift package and record the new star name in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. This is an eternal gift that's never forgotten. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
I'm a wife, mom, president of the PTA, member of 8 book clubs, lightning fast potato peeler, and candidate for mayor.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the newly designed Maytag Neptune High Efficiency Washer, which has the largest front load capacity available, so you can do more loads in less time, and even a king-size comforter. It's only from the most trusted brand in laundry, Maytag. For less laundry, more life. Depend on us.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we are dealing with some icy patches on neighborhood side streets and highways, bridges and overpasses in particular, so you want to take it a little slower than usual this morning. Northbound I-25, seeing some trouble with police activity. It's on your approach to C-470. Have a bad accident on the frontage road. That's causing some curiosity slowing for you. Also sluggish from Evans up into downtown and up north. Crews are still working this rollover accident at the Meade exit. Lanes are blocked. Have emergency crews on the scene and Japan squeeze, on the squeeze by on the shoulder, but it is a slow ride. Southbound I-25, running heavy from Thornton Parkway down to the Turnpike. Also getting busy from I-70 Spear and 2 Rex. And around town, have an accident working Longmont bound on the diagonal at 63rd. Now the Turnpike looking at brake lights eastbound from Federal over to Pecos.
Is 50 lives. Donor Alliance makes sure donated organs and tissues get to those who need them. Learn more at ColoradoDonorRegistry.org.
4G. 2G. 1 night. Get ready for a night of college basketball
at the Pepsi Center.
Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk on November 26th for Attitude versus Altitude at the inaugural Colorado Classic. This doubleheader.
27th, because being ready for Christmas means starting before Thanksgiving. Merry Thanksgiving from True Value. Help is just around the corner.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. Sunny today, a high of around 59. Although I said that with some intrepidation because I gave you the forecast yesterday, which had no snow in it, and then it turned out to snow. 303-713-7600. Good to have you along, Jay Marvin here. Let's talk to Larry Johnson. He worked as a CIA intelligence analyst and served as a deputy director in the U.S. State Department's Office of Counterterrorism. He is a member of the steering group of veteran intelligence professionals for Sanity and a CEO of an international business consulting firm. And Larry, welcome to AM 760.
Hey, good to be with you, Jay.
Okay, you guys, a bunch of you signed on a bipartisan basis a letter that you sent to, what, you sent it to the White House asking why Karl Rove's security clearance hasn't been lifted, correct?
Well, not just Karl Rove. We left it very general that President Bush at the outset said that anybody implicated in this would be relieved of duties. And we think, you know, our issue is not so much whether anybody broke any law. The fact that somebody at the White House and multiple somebodies mishandled classified information, regardless of their intent, that they no longer need to be on the job.
And did you get any response?
The deafening silence, crickets.
You know, I have heard stories. I don't know if this is true, but I've heard stories that the people who have been involved in previous administrations, and it may have happened in this one, that if they had marital troubles, for instance, or if something was going on in their personal life that they found to be of a security threat. And I'm not talking about working with foreign agents. I'm just talking about, like, domestic problems. That
right.
they would lift your security clearance.
Yeah, no, that could happen. You know, you could be considered a security risk. I think this goes to the very heart of the matter. And one of the issues we raised in the letter was the fact that during the first Gulf War, when Dick Cheney was Secretary of Defense, the fellow by the name of Dugan, who was Chief of Staff of the Air Force, made some inappropriate remarks with the press and got out in front on some classified information, and he was relieved of duty. And we thought, boy, if that's good enough for Dick Cheney to do that to an Air Force officer, why can't they do that to some political hacks at the White House?
Who else are concerned you besides Karl Rove? Can you name names?
I think Stephen Hadley is, I've heard his name bandied about, Andy Card's name, and, you know, this, Dick Cheney was involved with this as well, unfortunately.
Yeah, they say that, and I don't know that this is true, but the buzz is that Stephen Hadley was Bob Woodward's source, even though Hadley denies it.
Yeah, so that, you know, all of that remains to be sorted out by the prosecutor, but again, let's remember that President Bush promised that demanded that everybody in his White House would cooperate. Well, they've had anything but cooperation from these folks. They've been obstructing justice, not enhancing justice. So, I think we need to take seriously the threat to American security that has been jeopardized by outing an officer of the intelligence service who is involved with tracking information connected to weapons of mass destruction.
7:09, 9 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We're talking to Larry Johnson, who worked as a CIA intelligence analyst and served as the deputy director in the U.S. State Department's Office of Counterterrorism. You know, you can't get this administration nor its supporters, and particularly people in the press, and the right-wing press really especially, you can't get them past this idea that Valerie Plame was an undercover agent. They keep insisting that that's not true. I know you've heard this.
Yeah, no, I call them the Flat Earth Society. You know, you got people that can sit there and insist that the Earth's flat and moon's made of green cheese, and they could say it over and over, but that just doesn't make it so. As Patrick Fitzgerald made it very clear that day when her cover was blown by the Robert Novak article, and the people who divulged that information to Robert Novak blew her cover. Well, you can't blow a cover that doesn't exist. So Patrick Fitzgerald was making it very clear that day that, in fact, she was undercover, she did enjoy the protections of the law, and that that was violated by these staff members in the White House.
You know, then you got the Bush situation in which he says that, he wants complete cooperation and that anybody who's caught leaking information would be dealt with and, he led us to believe dismissed. Then he changes his story and says that, well, it's anybody who's convicted or charged, I guess, right?
Yeah, I guess it all depends on what the meaning of his is for him.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I mean, he did change his statement.
What is becoming increasingly clear about this White House is, the Reagan White House got into some shenanigans with Iran-Contra, but the nice thing about Ronald Reagan is he had some deep core convictions and didn't genuinely try to live by those. I don't think George Bush has any core conviction other than just trying to hang on to power. And that's not much of a inspiring core conviction. And, if you watch what they're doing to John Murtha right now, they cannot debate an issue on its substance and merits. They either have to name call or they have to try to create a diversion and suggest that you're inspired through some ulterior motive instead of, and let's just have a flat-out, up-and-down debate on issues. Let's talk about why they outed Valerie Wilson on the substance of what it means for intelligence issues instead of trying to say, well, they had an article in Vanity Fair, or she was somehow trying to feather her husband's bed for financial gain. And, the idea that you can go to Niger and make money when you're traveling on government, just at government expense, you're not making any profit. It's just insane. Yet they continue to spread those kinds of rumors.
Boy, they keep repeating these same talking points over and over again. And I ask everybody who has any knowledge of this, and I got Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey coming up on here later this morning, and I'm going to ask her, and I ask Congressman Mark Udall this, and I'll ask you because you were in the CIA, you worked in the United States government. How about this idea that we're all in this whole thing about Iraq together, and that the Democrats, who are now being critical, saw the same intelligence that the White House saw?
Well, actually, they didn't. they did not see the same intelligence because the White House gets the access to the presidential daily brief. The White House gets that, had access to what was called the National Intelligence Daily. Congress got access to none of that. The White House would get access to actual raw intelligence. So Congress had much more limited access to the material than did the White House. In addition, you know, let's face it, most members of Congress are pretty lazy when it comes to having to sit down and read intelligence. They don't do their homework real well. And they were trusting and relying upon the White House to give them the straight skinny, which they didn't.
And isn't it true that, when you worked in the CIA, I mean, you guys who work in the CIA, you analyze the stuff and Congress consumes it, correct?
Yeah. Congress is one of the limited consumers. Most of the actual consumers of the intelligence analysis are the executive branch. Congress really is not considered a customer for the intelligence community. They will get briefed on issues, but they don't get the same volume of material by any stretch, and there is somewhat of a disadvantage on that.
But yet, you know, these guys keep, which I guess is a good term that you've got, the Flat Earth Society, they keep getting out in the media, including the president and the vice president, and they keep repeating this stuff over and over again.
Yeah, and then that's the their method of operating. If they can distract enough attention from the facts and try to divert people to what are really peripheral issues, then you know they can succeed. And that's, you know, that's why it's important for citizens of this country to be informed and to, you know, analyze things for themselves and to listen critically to what's being said. Congress, sure, they share some blame in allowing us to get into Iraq and just going along. If you go back and look at what Tom Daschle did at the time, you know, they gave the president the benefit of the doubt. But, you know, once somebody betrays your trust, you know, and I think that's the situation many Americans, like myself, I feel that I've been betrayed by my president. I trusted him. I thought he was being leveling with us, and it turns out he wasn't. And I don't know about you, when somebody betrays a trust with me, I take it personal.
Yeah, I would agree. One last final question. I don't think this is really true, but I've thought about it. You know, there were reports that George W. Bush was lazy when it came to foreign policy, that he wasn't really engaged in it, not very interested in it. And we know that he doesn't read a lot either.
Right.
Do you think it's possible that Cheney, that Scooter Libby, that Douglas Fife, that all of these people who were involved in that Iraq working group sold him this idea of the war, he got up and turned and tried to sell it to the American people, and now he wakes up and realizes that he's been had by these people?
No, I think actually he was in on it from the very beginning himself. If you recall, he was the one that went to Richard Clark and said, you know, I want to see some evidence here that this was Iraq.
That's right. You're right about that.
So he may not have been as aggressive in following things up. I mean, when you get a presidential daily brief from the CIA that tells you that al-Qaeda is likely to attack in the United States, and you just read that and go on with your business, that's like suggests to me somebody's sort of asleep at the switch and not paying close attention.
But, you know, how did he get out from underneath that? How did the White House get out from underneath that one?
They took advantage of the unity which was present in the United States in the aftermath of that horror, and when people were willing to, you know, say, look, at the end of the day, we are all Americans, and I think, you know, that is the basis on which our country ought to operate. Unfortunately, with the Bush White House and with Karl Rove helping throw the punches, they will attack the motives and integrity of people rather than discuss the substance of issues. And I think we always need to come back to the substance of issues. I won't go after Bush's integrity, per se, just to say that, well, I think he's a liar.
Right.
I think, let's look at issues. When the intelligence community is saying there is no relationship between al-Qaeda and Saddam, that the fabric, the guy who gave us the intelligence community information about the fact that al-Qaeda was passing chemical weapons or we're getting chemical weapons from Saddam, and when they find out that's a fabricator, and the president knows that, and yet he goes out and tells the American people the exact opposite, that, you know, I look at that as lying. Because you've been told the exact opposite that is not true, and yet you go out and tell the American people something that is just not true. I, you know, that I don't forgive.
You know, I'm running out of time here, but I can't stop asking you questions. Do you ever talk to anybody who's in the agency now? And is it true, these stories that I hear, that Porter Goss has totally demoralized those people?
Well, Porter Goss himself is somewhat demoralized because he was eviscerated with the establishment of this National Intelligence Director, putting control of the intelligence community under Negroponte. So Porter Goss finds himself somewhat of a second fiddle. There are some serious morale problems within the agency, and unfortunately I don't think Goss has made much stride forward in addressing those, and he's perceived by many people that...
Steering group of the Veterans Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, and is the CEO of an international business consulting firm.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electric Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
Three rooms and a hallway in your home for only $125. You heard me right. Denver's premier carpet cleaning company is offering to clean three rooms in a hallway for $125. Now, how nice would it be to, you know, to have the family over and your carpets just look out of this world? Because Superior Carpet gives great service. Mary and I know this because we've tried them. And we'll have them back again, and you will too. Superior Carpet Care is a family-owned business, and they're people who care about your home, no matter who you've ever used before. You've got to try Superior Carpet Care. You'll see and feel the difference in your carpets, and you'll always have them back. They're just that good. And for $125 for three rooms and a hallway, you just can't beat the price to go along with their superior work. If you need your carpets or air ducts cleaned, take my recommendation. Call Superior Carpet Care 303.
The thoughtful gifts are under $10. Borders. Open up a season of surprises.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 723. 23 minutes after 7. It's Friday, and it's good to have you along. Sunny with a high of around 59. Open phones now, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, just bring it to the table at 303-713-7600. The Pentagon's Inspector General has agreed to review the pre-war intelligence activities of former U.S. Defense Undersecretary Douglas Feith, a main architect of the Iraq War, congressional officials said yesterday. News of the Defense Department probe comes at a time of bitter political debate over whether President George W. Bush misled the American people with pre-war intelligence, which is what we were talking to Larry Johnson about. The increasingly bitter dispute has pitted the president and his top advisors against lawmakers, including some of Bush's own Republican Party. Democrats have accused Feith of manipulating information from sources, including discredited Iraqi politician Ahmed Shalabi, or Chalabi, I'm sorry. I always get his name wrong, Ahmed Shalabi. Who, by the way, the FBI wants to talk to about passing information to Iran. But then he shows up and gets an audience with the vice president. That's kind of nice, isn't it? Because Shalabi suggested a link between Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network, work which masterminded the September 11th, 2001 attacks. Bush and other administration officials cited alleged ties between Iraq and al-Qaeda for the justification of military action. But the September 11th Commission later reported that no collaborative relationship existed between the two. You know, there are still people out there that believe that there was a connection? That there was a connection between the two? And I had this really, really hostile right-wing partner one time who would tell me that there was a connection. And she would insist that that connection, she would insist that it was in the 9/11 report. And I read the 9/11 report and I would say to her, no, it's not in there. And I wonder what it's like. I wonder what it's like to repeat this stuff, which is not true. And you know it's not true. But yet you keep repeating it again. I guess if you repeat it long enough, then you absolutely believe that it is true. I mean, there are people out there who believe that there are still that there were WMDs in Iraq and that they got spirited away, and now they're in Syria. I mean, is there any of you out there who believe that idea? Because I certainly don't. And I know I get a lot of email from people that say, well, you know, you're anti-conspiracy, you're an anti-conspiracy theorist. You don't believe in all these conspiracies, and boy, they're just as plain as can be, and please keep an open mind. And I got an email from a guy here a couple of days ago who is shopping the idea, claims there's a new book out on this, that the Twin Towers were destroyed within the United States and that the hijackers had nothing to do with it, and that it was some kind of plot. I mean, how can you believe that? I just don't see that at all. Maybe it's just me, but I just don't see that at all being the case. I mean, how about those of us who saw the airplanes go into the buildings? I mean, what was that? 303-713-7600, and coming up at 7:30. Don't we have Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey? And we'll ask her about a letter that she and 61 others sent to the president asking the president to change course and what exactly happened with that. And I'll ask her the same question that I asked Larry Johnson, that I asked Mark Udall about. And this is a big, you know, talking point on the part of the administration and the administration's talking monkeys, which is the idea that everybody saw the same intelligence. When we've had numerous people on this show who have said that that's not the case. But they keep coming back and they keep bringing it up and they keep saying that it's true. I don't know how many of you sit out there and listen to that and shake your head. And, you know, how can you lie? And then look what they did with John Murtha, too. Man, you know, now they claim that he's an extremist and he's like Michael Moore. When this guy is a war veteran, he has a Bronze Star and a couple of Purple Hearts. And you know what? On top of that, he's been one of the most hawkish Democrats in the House for like 37 years. Let's go to Carl in El Dorado. Carl, good morning. You're on AM 760. Hi, Carl. Are you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead, man.
I shouldn't have said El Dorado. I'm in Netherlands.
Oh, okay. Netherlands. Go ahead.
There's a physicist from Utah that has a peer-reviewed paper that's been accepted for publication showing that the story about the trade towers is not physically possible.
How's it not physically possible when those of us who watched TV that day and watched TV that morning, and I remember exactly where I was when it happened, that we saw the planes go into the towers?
It's not that the planes went into the towers, it's what happened after that.
How's it physically impossible for those things not to collapse with that much heat generated?
The part of the argument is, and he has the physics, not me, that those planes can't generate that much heat. And the other part of the argument, there's two or three things. The biggest ones that I remember are the planes couldn't have generated that much heat, and second, the rate of fall of the buildings was not consistent with a upper floor. An upper floor would collapse on a lower floor, and there would be some easily measurable time before that floor lost its footing and went down to the next, and so you would see it go pump, pump, bump, bump, instead of just all come down at once.
How does he equate? First of all, jet fuel burns extremely hot. That's number one. Number two,
inside the jet, this is out.
But the jets hit the buildings and blew up. I mean, what happened to the jets? What happened to the hijackers?
Let me make myself more clear. I haven't read the paper. I'm saying that there's a paper out and it's been peer reviewed, and I'm a scientist and I know what it means to have a peer reviewed paper. And there is a peer-reviewed paper, and he's gone into the details of that and applied physics and mechanics to it.
Well,
and you can find
it. I have a really hard time buying it.
Right, and it's not. He's not. He is not proposing any conspiracy. He's just saying it wasn't properly investigated and it didn't happen the way they say it did.
Well,
you see what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm not offering a conspiracy.
I do. I see what you mean, and I accept what you're saying to us because I think you really, believe it. But I just don't. I mean, I reject it. I'm not a scientist, but I just reject it. I just don't think it's true.
You asked the question a couple minutes ago, and I'm not answering the exact question. I'm saying there is a scientifically rigorous paper that has been submitted for publication.
Yeah, I understand that.
And to my understanding from the article I read from Ross Story was that it was accepted for publication. Scientific papers don't get published like newspapers.
I understand that. I'm familiar with that process. But there's just a part of me that I just reject it. But I thank you for the call, Carl, and I hope you have a good weekend.
Okay.
Bye. All right. 303-713-7600. We got open phones underway. Hey, by the way, it's almost 7:31 here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. Northbound I-25, seeing some trouble. Have police activity on your approach to C-470. That's because of a bad accident. It's a fatal one on the frontage road that's now been pushed off into the parking lot, and it's causing some curiosity slowing from Lincoln Avenue. Now, also sluggish from Evans into downtown. Then further north, crews have cleared this rollover accident at the Meade exit, so no more bunching in that area. Southbound I-25, however, is loaded up from 104th down to the Turnpike, and we're stacking up from Santa Fe to Hampton, and southbound 225. Seeing brake lights from Parker Road into the Tech Center. Around town, have a crash in the clearing stages, Longmont bound on the diagonal at 63rd, and the usual slow spots eastbound on the Turnpike from Federal over to Pecos.
110-plus point inspection and reconditioning process will help you forget what used car problems are. GM certified? No worries.
Kwanzaa, why not celebrate with a new automobile? Oh, well, maybe not, huh? But if you need a new car, the best place to go to get the most bang for your buck is Rocky's Autos. I'm proud to be associated with them. I'm proud to talk about them. They're good people. And Mary and I have had wonderful experiences there, and so have our friends. And they've got the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. I mean, they are stuffed with over 500 vehicles, so you can go out there and definitely find something you want. And something will fit your pocketbook, too. And you know something else? They're not going to try to stuff you into any vehicle. I mean, they're going to help you get the car, truck, SUV, minivan, whatever you want. I mean, they got gas savers out there. They got cars for the whole family. Man, it would make a wonderful holiday gift, wouldn't it? And every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program. United Car Care, good people too. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. One thing you can know about Rockies, they'll go to the wall for you, and I wouldn't send you someplace that I wouldn't go myself. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Rockies Autos. Check them out on the internet, rockiesautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan or just go look at the inventory. So that you see that I'm telling you the truth, which I hope you would believe me anyway.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room.
delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
And left, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
7:35, 25 minutes after 8, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sunny, a high of 59. As I've been saying all morning, I feel weird about giving you the weather, because, boy, we sure weren't right about it yesterday. All right, it's good to have you along. It's open phones. We've got Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey coming up here in a few minutes. Let's go to Doug in Fort Collins. Doug, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, Doug, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, because I have a forum where I can air my opinion. I really appreciate you providing the service of Air America Radio, and I listen to you every day.
Hey, man, you're more than welcome here anytime.
Thanks. You know, I agree with the last caller. I'm an electrical engineer, and I look at it from a scientific point of view, and the chances of the buildings imploding in on their footprint is a billion to one unless they're brought down professionally. The most obvious truth is if you look at building number 7 in the World Trade Center, there's no excuse, and the 9/11 Commission never even mentioned why that building collapsed. They all collapsed in on their footprint, which is an impossibility. Yes, I grant you the planes did hit the building, but the fuel burned quickly. You know, the fuel only burned for a couple of minutes. The fuel was gone. After that, it was just paper and desks and stuff that burned, none of which, including the fuel, can reach the temperature needed to melt steel. There was reports of molten steel in the building for days later. The only thing that would get the steel hot enough to melt would be the explosives they used to implode a building. That all the truth really looks like it was an implosion. Even, I think, and I'm going to get the wrong name, I think it was Dan Rather reporting when the buildings fell. He says, that looks like it was imploded. And he never said that again because the buildings were imploded. There was, they changed ownership of the buildings just a month before the World Trade Center attack. They had emergency drills the week before the World Trade Center attack. These drills were giving them the opportunity to go in there and plant the explosive to bring these buildings down.
Okay, who did this?
I don't know conclusively, but I would think it's our wonderful administration.
Well, why would they have done it?
Because it would give them the reason to go to war. Now, I believe he did have Al-Qaeda come in for the hijackers, so we had somebody to look at and blame. But everybody would know that an airplane would not bring down those buildings. They survived the initial impact, they survived the initial explosion, and they stayed. Structural engineers will tell you the buildings would not have fallen down after that. They have.
What about the idea, I've heard this, I don't know if it's true or not, but what about the idea, too, that there was faulty construction of these buildings?
God, it's another excuse.
Well, yeah, but you know what, that goes on all the time, shortcuts.
Oh,
I mean, they find that in tons of buildings and tons of houses and, you know, where companies, corporations, companies have been contracted to build things, and it turns out that they use shoddy construction. I mean, they're even charging that and they're talking about it with the levees in New Orleans. And I totally believe that.
I believe that, Jay. I tell you what, if it was faulty construction, though, they would have not fallen the way they did. If one side was built unevenly, it would have tipped over. It would have caused more damage that way. But for it to have fallen straight in on itself, now, and they talk about, oh, well, you know, the pancake theory. If you threw a penny off the top of the World Trade Center, it takes 6 seconds to hit the ground. The tower on top of the building took 6.6 seconds to hit the ground. Essentially a free-falling rate. Very similar to what you find with an implosion. If it was the pancake theory, it would have taken a lot longer for it to have fallen down.
Don't you think, though, if this were true about the administration, don't you think somewhere along the line, somebody would say something and that it would leak out somehow? I mean, with all of the stuff that's going on right now, you know, it appears to me that Washington and that the White House and the Pentagon and the CIA and any government agency that you can name that traffics in any kind of secrecy of any kind is like a sieve.
I think they can still keep the secret if they really want to. I think there are very few people that knew about this operation. The few people that knew about it aren't going to be talking about it. It's not so widespread as everybody gossiping and talking. I think it was a very covert operation. to bring this down, to get the American people rallied up behind, I hate to say, go out, kill Muslims, go get Bin Laden, or Bin Forgotten, or whoever that is. I think Bin Laden was involved just enough to give us an excuse to say, oh, it was terrorists, we know it's them. So we have somebody to focus our aggression on. But the world, the flames itself would physically not take those buildings down. You can look at a firefighter's American Journal or whatever it is. It should have been self-contained and burned out. But yet, for some reason, it imploded perfectly in on itself. Which scientists will tell you is like a 1 in a billion chance of it happening naturally or from an accident. It had to be intentionally brought down to fall that way.
All right. I just have a hard time believing it. But you know what? I wholeheartedly appreciate the call. And I hope you have a good day. And, of course, you can call here and talk about anything you want to, particularly on Fridays.
Okay, I like to just summarize.
And quickly, because I'm running out of time here.
The Reichstag in Germany, how did Hitler let everybody against the Jews? He went and burned down the Reichstag building, blamed on the Jewish people, rallied the people behind his efforts.
Yeah, but he eventually got caught. I mean, that eventually leaked out. All right, Doug, I got to run. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate the call.
You got it. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. We're waiting for Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey to call us. It's 741, and it's 19 minutes in front of 8 o'clock.
It's from J.D. Power & Associates for 2005. Visit SheaHomes.com. For award information, visit JDPower.com.
What time is it?
Oh, honey, I can't sleep.
Oh, George.
I got too much on my mind. Could you sing me?
Recently, we at Comcast High-Speed Internet raised our speed to a blistering 6 megs. However, in the case of Mark McKenzie, we may have made it a little too fast.
Well, I was ripping around online with my new 6 meg Comcast High-Speed Internet, and I decided to send a video mail to my buddy Steve because his DSL was so slow. And I was like, yesterday's technology.
You dissed your friend.
Yeah, and then I was like, video mail and Photoshop are included free with my service, not yours.
So true.
But then he signed up, and now he's got 6 megs of speed and all the great features.
You got no more smack to throw down?
No.
Well, there you have it. Faster than DSL, cool features. No wonder more people choose Comcast.
Because I couldn't keep my fat mouth shut.
Sign up now and get the first month free. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer. And with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays.
or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Now it's getting serious. Jay Marvin is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
747 AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 13 before 8 o'clock. Sunny with a high of around 59. Thanks for joining me. Jay Marvin here at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Hey, Iraqi war protester Cindy Sheehan and 26 other peace activists were found guilty yesterday of protesting without a permit near the White House. They were ordered to pay, $75 in fine and court costs, but Sheehan's lawyer said he plans to appeal the verdict. We weren't demonstrating, Sheehan told reporters at the trial. All the defendants contend that they were trying to deliver petitions to the White House calling for an end to the war. By the way, she's talking about going to Bush's ranch for Thanksgiving and bugging him there. She certainly wouldn't want to come to my house, I'll tell you right now. Since Mary broke her wrist and fractured her arm, and it's on her right-hand side, guess who's making Thanksgiving? Yeah, you're talking to him. Boy, that's going to be gruesome. Let's go to Tom in Aurora. Tom, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hi, good morning, Jay.
Hey, Tom.
Been listening to you since the boat drink days.
Oh, you're the best, man.
And anyway, did you read the Rocky Mountain News editorial written by that fascist Gunny Bob today?
No, I sure. You know what? I didn't have time this morning. I didn't see the editorial page of the Rocky Mountain News this morning.
Okay, well, the last sentence he talks about the Marines will press on till victory with or without the respect and support of their employers. Well, that's mutiny. And they need to be doled out the justice of the old times, since these neocons want to do that all the time, and you know what the penalty is for mutiny.
Yeah, I like Bob as a person, but I disagree with him, and I don't understand what that means, that they're going to, like, fight without the... What was he saying? That is, like if the Pentagon, if the government suddenly decides tomorrow that we're going to have a phase withdrawal out of here, out of Iraq, that he's saying that the Marines are not going to leave, they're going to stay anyway?
I guess. I mean, that's exactly what the definition of mutiny is. And I've just about had it with these neocon fascists.
How do you pull that off?
I don't know, you know, but I mean, that is exactly mutiny. You know, and as far as this, these conspiracy people with these towers, you know, that professor in Utah was also the same one that claimed 10 years ago he had discovered the way to create cold fusion. And we're
is that the same guy?
Yes, it is. You know, so, and I don't know, I don't want to disparage his current topic, but, you know, it just tells you some of the history behind him.
Oh, that turned out to be false.
Absolutely. You know, so anyway, that's all I had to say, but I listen to you every day, and onward, Air America.
Thank you, you're more than kind.
All righty, bye.
Okay, thanks for the call, Tim. Tom, I'm sorry, Tom. Why did I say Tim? All right, 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760. I remember that cold fusion thing, too. I believe I was in Utah at the time that thing was being talked about, and everybody got all excited, and then it turned out not to be true. All right, let's go to Congressman Lynn Woolsey, Congresswoman, I should say, who led 61 of her colleagues in calling on Bush to change U.S.-Iraq policy. She's from the 6th Congressional District. And Congresswoman, good morning, and welcome to AM 760.
Well, good morning, Jay, and good morning, Air America.
Yeah, it's good to have you on. Now, what do you think of John Murtha's statement yesterday?
Oh, I think he's great and grand, and I'm glad he's doing it. And we've been building up to this for the last year and a half, and thank heavens it's happening.
Now, do you believe we should get out immediately, or do you believe in the plan, for instance, that John Kerry and others have advanced about the idea of benchmarks?
No, I believe that our being there is useless. It's just causing more killing and more hate, and the sooner we leave, the better off we are. The benchmarks will just cause just as much grief. And when we leave, if there's going to be grief for the Iraqis in giving them back their country, then we need absolutely to be involved in a non-militaristic positioning, but with the rest of the world, the rest of the international community. But the sooner the American troops leave, because we have become the enemy, the better off everybody will be.
All right, so you're for immediate withdrawal.
Well, you know, immediate doesn't mean you get up and walk out today. It has to be, you know, it'll be phased for sure, but as immediate as possible, let's put it that way.
What was the last...
Excuse me.
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, but when you have benchmarks, those benchmarks keep moving, if you've noticed. And if one of the benchmarks is training the Iraqi troops, well then, and their security people, well then, indeed, they don't need to get trained if our people will stay there, because it's a lot better for them if our troops are killed and not theirs.
You know what? I was talking about this earlier in the morning. What I don't get is you can't get a straight answer out of the White House about anything about what's going on. I mean, everybody has conflicting. Even the Pentagon has conflicting stories as to how many Iraqi troops are trained, what the heck's going on over there, and if we're making any kind of progress at all.
Well, and doesn't that just make you feel terrible for those? The troops are the most magnificent people, if you've ever been over there or met them when they've come home. And they are just getting this shoddy leadership from their civilian leaders, from the White House and the Pentagon and from the Congress. But the Congress is picking up now. We're going to do something about it. I've been working on this a long time. I've given 123 five-minute speeches on the House floor, and started out with a letter in January to the president that got 15 signatures, had an amendment on the House floor that 128 bipartisan members voted for, asking the president to put together a plan and bring our troops home. And then we had a hearing. If they wouldn't have one, I had a hearing. And then just a couple weeks ago, the letter to the president had 61 signatures as compared to 15 in January. And now Jack Murtha is coming forward, and we're gonna get our troops home.
7:53 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. We're talking with Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey of District 6, which is in California. Well, that's Marin County, I believe, isn't it?
Marin and Sonoma counties.
Right. I used to work in San Francisco, a very beautiful area that
you
represent.
It is a beautiful area. Probably one of the most anti-war areas in the country.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. What do you make of the White House's trying to smear Jack Murtha, too? How about their response that he's now aligned with the quote-unquote extreme of the Democratic Party, and that he's aligned with Michael Moore?
I know. Well, see, they don't know what to do. It's like all Jack should do is say, sticks and stones will break my bones, you know, but words will never hurt me. That's all those bullies do in the White House. They call names, they blame, they point fingers. When you question them, you're unpatriotic. You're questioning how we got in Iraq in the first place, questioning the intelligence. You become, they've given us another label, that we're dishonest. And they never stop. What they should be doing is giving us answers.
Which they don't seem to have any.
No, they don't. And that's what's so frightening. They didn't know what they were doing when they went in. They didn't know how to win the war, how to bring our troops home. And I truly, truly believe they don't know what's going on over there, unless it's some peace over there that's for their own best, their own interests, and certainly isn't the best interest of the troops or the people of this country.
All right, I got to ask you the obligatory question that I ask everybody who comes on here. I ask it of Congressman Mark Udall. I've asked it of Larry Johnson, who was formerly with the CIA, and I'll ask you the same question. You know, one of the big talking points of the White House is we're all in this together, and everybody saw the same intelligence. Did you see the same intelligence as the White House?
Well, everybody didn't see the same intelligence, because they sent the intelligence they wanted people to see. And then everybody saw that intelligence, yes. But they saw a lot more than we were privy to.
So they're basically, when they stand up and they say all this stuff, basically what they're doing is they're lying to the American people.
Right. But what they could say is they read what we could read, what the intelligence and what our senators had available, but they had more.
Mm.
The White House did, see. They're not, I mean, they could pretend like they're not lying because they'd say, well, this is what we read and this is what they read, but they read more. They had more and they sent what they wanted.
So you think they did? You think they definitely cherry-picked the facts to make the case that they wanted?
Oh, I do. Yes. I mean, yes.
How can your colleagues who are Republicans in the House? Of course, Dennis Hastert is a political thug. But how can they sit here and go along with this when they know it's not true?
Well, maybe they believe in it. I don't know how they could do it. I don't know how they could do a lot of what they're doing, but they're actually beginning to fall apart a little bit now, and that's their president is not popular anymore. They're distancing him away from him in some ways. And yesterday they lost a big vote on Health and Human Services funding. We didn't pass it because they were cutting everything that's meaningful to poor people in this country.
Yeah, yet they still want to give these big tax breaks to the rich.
Well, that's what we're working on today. And last night they did pass by two votes the reconciliation where they cut $50 billion out of social programs. And today it'll be somewhere between $70 and $100 billion in increased tax breaks.
All right, Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey, thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome, Jay.
All right,
I'm sorry I was late, by the way.
Oh, don't worry about it. Thank you so much.
Bye.
All right, 7:58 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Hey, this hour's $1,000 name is Patrick Hutchinson of Centennial. Cash just for being a loyal listener to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sign up now at am760.net. Hey, what happened in Dover, Pennsylvania? We'll talk about that, plus open phones continues here at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Made-to-order cheddar omelet served on your choice of fresh-baked bagel. Try one and a cup of darn good coffee for just $3.99.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report, and Mike Malloy. This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. There's reassuring word about the leading flu drug. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer in Washington.
The Food and Drug Administration is giving Tamiflu a clean bill of health following reports of the deaths of 12 Japanese teenagers who took the anti-flu drug. U.S. experts found no link between the medication and the Japanese fatalities. Officials noted that many of the Japanese case studies listed symptoms often linked to the flu itself. Tamiflu has been in the headlines because it's one of the few drugs seen as an effective flu treatment. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
Not far from the site where President Bush is taking part in the Asia-Pacific Summit, CBS's Don Kirk watched anti-free trade demonstrators mix it up with riot police.
Rows of policemen have burst out from the barricades and are now driving the demonstrators back. The policemen waving aluminum poles at the demonstrators. They're shouting at the demonstrators. Some of the policemen are taunting the demonstrators. They're challenging the demonstrators to attack them. The demonstrators are pushing back.
In Iraq, suicide bombers attacked two Shiite mosques near the Iranian border, killing at least 65 people. In Baghdad, another attack near a hotel where journalists stay killed 8 and wounded more than 40. In Washington, House members who stayed up past 2 in the morning to pass cuts in domestic spending are back at work in a big push to wrap up work on money bills before the Thanksgiving break. CBS's Bob Fuss on what's next.
Now the House and Senate have to sit down and work out the differences between their budget bills. The House bill makes much deeper cuts in social programs, and the Senate bill allows drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge of Alaska. That's been a goal of President Bush's since he took office, and this is as close as drilling proponents have ever gotten. But given how tough it is to pass these budget bills, the future of oil drilling in the refuge is very much in doubt.
The fourth Harry Potter movie, Harry and the Goblet of Fire, was a hit with first nighters. WTOP's Adam Tuss spoke to a few.
I thought it was amazing. It was the best one so far.
Certainly no disappointment outside the Uptown Theater in Northwest Washington, D.C.
It was just so, like, on the edge of your seat. It was just so
emotional. It was definitely worth the wait.
So what made this Harry Potter film work so well?
You know how books sometimes are ruined by the movies? That's actually fantastic, because I was really quite pleased with it.
And what about this fan who told me her other name is Malfoy?
It was so much better than all the rest of the three. It was awesome.
Adam Tuss for CBS News, Washington.
Russell Crowe has a court date in New York today on charges of hurling a telephone at a hotel concierge. The published report says he'll plead guilty to a misdemeanor and get probation. Well, Diogenes, take note. Cab driver Haider Siddiqui is the honest man you've been looking for all these years. Siddiqui found the pouch a passenger forgot when he exited at Los Angeles International Airport. He called the number on a phone bill inside the pouch, told the owner his collection of diamonds worth about $350,000 was safe. The owner promised a reward. Dow Industrials are up 39. NASDAQ is up 8. This is CBS News.
Living with cataracts? Take care with Similasan Cataract Care Eye Drops. Finally, healthy relief for the symptoms of diagnosed cataracts is available over-the-counter. While only surgery can remove cataracts, Similasan Homeopathic Cataract Care stimulates your eye's natural ability to temporarily relieve cataract symptoms. Plus, Similasan is safe to use with no known side effects. Cataract relief shouldn't be hard to find, and now it isn't. Look for Similasan in the eye care section of your local retailer. Take care. Similasan Cataract Care. Read and follow label directions.
Hello?
Hey, Jeff, it's Tom. I need some advice from my accountant.
Okay.
Insurance company.
Two words. Northwestern Mutual.
My business, employee benefits, retention.
Northwestern Mutual.
Insuring key people.
Yep.
Respected, high standards.
One of the best.
Okay, so just to be clear.
Bye, Tom.
Whatever your business insurance question, a quiet conversation with Northwestern Mutual is the answer. Northwestern Mutual Financial Network. The quiet company. The Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We are seeing some trouble northbound I-25. It's slow from Lincoln Avenue. That's because of police activity on your approach to C-470. Now, once you get by that, a little heavy from Evans on into downtown. Southbound I-25, usual slow spots coming out of the Thornton North Glen area. Heavy from 104th to the Turnpike and again from Santa Fe down through Hampton. And we're slow eastbound I-70 from Pecos over to Brighton Boulevard. Now, southbound 225, a little slow for your ride into the tech center from Parker Road. And around town, busy now on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal on Highway 93, and the Turnpike close eastbound between Federal and Pecos. On to the forecast, a little warmer today, highs in the 50s, we're at 30 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Four teams, two games, one night. Get ready for a night of college basketball
at the Pepsi Center.
Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, on November 26th for Attitude versus Altitude at the inaugural Colorado Classic. This doubleheader.
Yay, why do you do it, Just Breaks?
At Just Breaks, we really do. Yeah.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:05, 5 minutes after 8 a.m., 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sunny today, high around 59. Jay Marvin with you. Thanks for joining me this morning. 303-713-7600. We'll continue with open phones, but right now we're going to talk to A.L. Press, who is a Nation contributing writer based in New York and a fellow at the Open Society Institute. He's also written for the Atlantic Monthly, Laguna Franca, and numerous other publications. His article is in this week's Nation about what went on in Dover, Pennsylvania. And A.L., welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Boy, I don't know.
That were quietly pushing and then not so quietly pushing to have more mention of God, to have, they were questioning the evolution and science and so forth. In October 2004, they voted 6-3 to revise the biology curriculum in the school. So that informing students that of the quote-unquote gaps and problems in Darwin's theory and of other theories, including intelligent design, which we can talk more about. But that was, I think they believed they would have the town rally behind what they were doing, and there certainly were people in the town who strongly supported that move. But as my article reports, we had a school board election on November 8th in Dover in which all of the members of the board who passed that motion were voted out. So, yes, it does indicate that the people in Dover were not all thrilled by this this move.
Now, not all of the school board got – I was incorrect about that. Not all of the school board got thrown out, but the ones – who were pushing this intelligent design theory, or, you know, God, putting God in the biology classes or in the textbooks or whatever the case may be, they were the ones who got booted, correct?
That's right. And it should be said, you know, I said that the school board voted 6-3 to make this change. Now, one of the characters in my piece was a school board member who voted against that change. Now, the typical sort of stereotypical view of such a person is, oh, well, she's anti-religious. She, you know, this woman, Casey Brown, she must be anti-religious. She must oppose any kind of instruction that opens people's minds to spiritual beliefs and so forth. Well, the truth is, she's a Christian who believes God created the universe, but she's also someone who believes young people should be taught science, and that faith is one thing and science is another thing. And there was nothing quite like talking to people in Dover to bring home the fact that this is not an issue of God-hating liberal elites versus people who go to church and appreciate that their religion should have some role in people's lives. To the contrary, the people who sued the school board were themselves people who go to church. They just believe in the separation of church and state. They don't believe that religion should be confused with science.
How about the guy that you talk about who was the doctor who, I think his last name is Humberg or whatever, but he had the guts to show up at one of these meetings, what, in the schoolhouse or wherever it was that they held it, and pass out anti-intelligent design tracts.
That's right, yeah. Well, I attend a meeting where they're playing a video which basically just ridicules evolution and the idea of science, and contrast that with creationism. Now, this guy is standing out there passing out pamphlets questioning all of this. He turns out to be someone who he grew up in Kansas, and he grew up in a devout evangelical household. He went to a charismatic Holy Rolling Church. He spoke in tongues. He learned that the answer to everything is in the Bible. And he used to send money to the Institute of Creation Research. As he was growing up, he developed a love of science, and he continued studying science in college, and he came to realize that, you know what, the Bible isn't a biology textbook, and it doesn't need to be viewed that way. And in fact, if it is viewed that way, it can, in his view, it's an insult to religion, it's an insult to science. And so he's standing there, and, you know, he watched this whole thing unfold in Kansas. Now he's an internist at Penn State University's medical program, and he's watching the whole thing play out again in Pennsylvania. And he made the point at that meeting, which was, got him a little bit of, there were some eyes rolling and so forth. He said, you know, the people bringing this lawsuit forward to challenge what the school board had done in Dover, he said, my understanding is they are Christians, and they are just simply people who don't believe that that people's religious misgivings about science should dictate what we have children taught. And, although he got some, the eyes rolled at the meeting, it turns out that the people of Dover seem to agree with that.
11 minutes after 8 here at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We're talking to A.L. Press. He's got an article about what went on in Dover in this week's Nation magazine. Let's enlarge this a little bit. You know, this is spreading across the country, these attempts to inject God into science and intelligent design. And somebody, I read somewhere here that somebody's going to try to put it on the ballot or put a bill before the legislature here in Colorado to do the same thing. How widespread is this, do you know, and how successful has this been other than the highly publicized state of Kansas?
Well, it's in according to the research I did, 19 states are currently weighing proposals to challenge evolution in some form. As you said, the most notable one is Kansas, where the Board of Ed just adopted this new standard that redefines science so that science isn't limited to natural explanations. There was striking testimony at the trial, in the Dover trial, from scientists who talked about what it would mean if you adopt such a standard. Now imagine yourself in a science class, and you're trying to teach your children something. You're trying to teach ninth graders about biology, and someone raises their hand and says, well, I think God did it. Now, you know, as the scientists and then some science teachers were testifying in court, you know, what that is it's a science stopper. You can't, if that's considered an alternative explanation that will be allowed into science class and held as just as legitimate, what does the teacher do? I mean, they can't say, well, that's wrong. Now, the point that the scientists who were testifying made is, it's not necessarily wrong. I mean, if someone believes that God created the universe, they have a right to that belief. But science is about testing observable phenomenon in the natural world and being able to repeat those tests so that we have evidence to either for or against a proposition. The proposition that a higher force, which we can't see, created the universe, cannot be tested that way. So, you know, what Kansas is doing is taking that science stopper, as these the people put it, and putting it into the education system.
Yeah, the governor of that state called it an embarrassment.
Well, I mean, and you have to ask the question, look at the time that it's happening in. I mean, we read over and over again about how in other countries the science kids are learning more science. The students here are falling behind. And is this really the way we want to go as a country? At a time when having skills and educating young people is extremely important for this country's competitiveness.
Is this a large group of people or a small minority that is pushing this around the country?
Well, I think that, you know, if you take the results of the vote in Dover for what they are, that it's not a majority. It is a vocal minority. On the other hand, there's no question that, you know, polling has shown over and over again that a majority of Americans believe in some form of creationism. So to that extent, and I don't think those two things are contradictory. I think that you can have a majority that has genuine doubts about, you know, how the universe was created and so forth, but also a majority who believe that doesn't belong in the public school classroom. And, you know, that is a private thing. That's what you learn in your home, perhaps, or at church. But that there is this distinction between science and faith, and we all have a collective interest in maintaining it.
A.L. Press, thank you so much for your time this morning. A great article, and I recommend that everybody reads it.
Thank you for having me on.
You bet. There's A.L. Press, Nation contributing writer, based in New York, and a fellow of the Open Society Institute. He's also written for Atlantic Monthly, Laguna Franca, and numerous other publications. We've had numerous discussions about religion and the right wing on this show, and the religious right. And, man, you know, I can't stress it enough. We just got to get mobilized against these people, and we got to get our voices heard, whether it's doing something like, you know, writing your state legislator to keep this out of Colorado, this idea of intelligent design, or, you know, contacting your federal officials as well. All right, back to open phones now. Anything you want to talk about at 303-713-7600. Oh, and by the way, you can check out the article for yourself online at somebody said don't do that, Jay. It's only confusing. Okay, thenation.com is where you can go to check the article out. All right, 303-713-7600.
Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a
limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
3 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Good, passionate people working there, too, like Marvin Al Shear. Darla's out there, and Fred Labrato. There's just a whole bunch, Jay Ali. There's just a bunch of great people working out there. Jim Monroe. So, you know, it wouldn't do any good if I lied to you. It's not going to do any good if Rockies lies to you, because you know what they want you to do is they want you to be a Rockies customer and come back when you feel that the time is ready to do it again. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out on the Internet. Rockies Auto.
To order cheddar omelets served on your choice of fresh baked bagel. Try one and a cup of darn good coffee for just $3.99.
Sticking it to righties everywhere. J. Marvin, AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hold on, I'm not ready. You ever lose something? Sure you have. And you can't find it? I had something that I wanted about the budget battle, but now I don't know what I did with it. All right. It's 8:21, 21 minutes after 8 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today, around 59, 303-713-7600. Back to the phones, open phones. Rob in Lakewood. Rob, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's Friday. How can you complain?
Exactly. And it's one more Friday, and it's payday.
Yep, you got it.
I wanted to talk real quick about that last call, intelligent design. You know, I think being an atheist, one of those heathen atheists, I believe that it's fine to have in school as a philosophy class, but unacceptable to be taught alongside science because it goes everything against science and imaginary guy in the sky and so on and so forth. But you were talking earlier also about the buildings collapsing.
Mm-hmm.
And I have heard speculations. I don't remember which, if it was a show or whatever, but I have heard other speculations about that being one big insurance fraud. Can you imagine how big of a check they got for the insurance claim on that?
Yeah, you know, once again, I got to go back to what I said to like the numerous other callers. You know, no matter how hard you try, somebody somewhere is going to leak it. Or it's going to get out. Because, you know, people can't keep their mouths shut. I mean, if people don't think that this administration is absolutely beside itself because stuff keeps leaking out all the time, like that last memo that came out a couple of weeks ago about that Al-Qaeda operative who, and then somebody leaked this classified document, that this Al-Qaeda operative who they were, you know, who they had incarcerated, who told them about these connections between Saddam Hussein and bin Laden and Al-Qaeda, and then it turned out that the CIA turned around and tried to tell the White House, and Dick Cheney, the vice president, tried to tell all these people that this guy was lying, that he didn't know what, you know, that he is not trustworthy, that he doesn't possess the facts. And that was, you know, whoever was in the CIA who held on to that sucker, held on to it. I mean, we didn't know anything about it until 2 weeks ago.
And they're just going to keep getting more defensive and more defensive until
their poll ratings
drop through the floor.
Sure. My point is, though, that somebody leaks something. I mean, you know, is something that big, something that huge, somebody would come forward and somebody would see something and would say something about it, especially nowadays because the press, which was docile after 9/11, is now really starting to get on the case.
Let's hope they find about how what real journalism used to be again.
Well, I think they're doing a pretty good job of it, really, if you think about it. I mean, they're all over all this stuff, including the administration trying to deny that they used white phosphorus in incendiary weapons in Iraq. And finally, they had the
Willie Pete.
Yeah, they had to turn around and admit that they had done it because the media, the Italians, first of all, had pictures, and the media was like all over them over this.
If I may also get one more thing out there.
Sure.
And I would like to get your email address also maybe off the air about an evite for an art show. I called yesterday at 6:45, and I was wondering if I could try it again a little bit later in the day.
Oh, you can plug it right. You can plug it right now if you want to.
Terrific. It's the Metro State College of Denver's Bachelor of Fine Arts Thesis Exhibition, and my portion of it is titled American Illusions, and it's at the Center for Visual Arts, which is at 1734 Wazi Street. It's open for 2 weeks, starting on December 2nd, which is a first Friday, from 6 to 10 p.m. It's a great time to go around Wazi Street, also Santa Fe, to enjoy all the arts. The first Friday afternoon and evening, and there's everybody has snacks and wine all over the place. It's a great time, fun had by all. And you can also email me about this at robratio@yahoo.com. My show has a lot of good political art in it, and it's a lot of digital media. There's a digital projection, there's a mosaic, and there is a 3D anaglyph, and there is a more digital prints also, and it's really a bunch of good stuff, and it'd be much appreciated if people would come out and support some local artists.
You got it, man. Good call, and you can email me. Go to am760.net, and there's a link there to email me.
I did, but there's no way to send an attachment.
Oh, yeah, because that's antivirus-like. Well, you know, I can't get my other email out on the air, because that would be like... Not that I don't want to hear from...
Well, if anybody wants...
All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. I'll put you on hold, and John Turk's going to give you another email address.
Terrific.
Okay?
Have a great day.
Okay, man, thanks.
Later.
Let's go to Michael in Boulder. Michael, hi, you're on AM760. Hey, Mike, you there?
Yes, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. What about yourself?
I'm okay. Beautiful day, and it's Friday.
Yeah, you got it, man. How can you beat that?
You're right. Hey, I want to talk about the conspiracy theory that the towers were imploded. And I've looked at it in a considerable amount of detail. And I think that it's there's no ambiguity about it at all. It's the only explanation that fits the data. And I think the main reason that people don't see it is because they haven't looked at the data. They just immediately assume that it's impossible and are maybe almost scared to take a look at the data.
Well, I don't think that's my case. I don't think I'm scared. I'll just go back to what I said to the previous caller. I don't think you can pull something off like that without somebody coming forward and leaking the information. This is the year. This is the world of the internet. Mm-hmm. This is the world of blogs. This is the world of the leak.
And in fact, it has been leaked.
By who?
Well, there's numerous websites devoted to exactly this issue.
Right? Yeah, but you know, are those, you know, the information that they're giving you, is it credible? I mean, who credibly leaked the information?
Well, I mean, some of it is right in your face. I mean,
that's not what I'm asking. I'm not trying to be mean or anything. I just want to ask a question. Who credibly leaked the information?
Okay. Well, I mean, you can always question the veracity of any information.
I'm not questioning that. I'm asking you who or where did the leaked information come from? Did it come from somebody who claimed they were involved in it? Did it come from somebody who had knowledge of a conspiracy to destroy the buildings? I mean, where did the information come from?
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I mean, let's just start looking at the evidence as opposed to asking that question.
Well, why? Why not? I think that's a legitimate question to ask where the information that you're getting. I mean, garbage in, garbage out. Look what happened to the CIA, which that example that I just gave Rob, the example of where that Al-Qaeda operative gave them that information. Well, it turned out to be BS. I mean, you know, that's all I'm asking. You know, we had a guy earlier who called about the Utah professor who said he also claimed that he had invented cold fusion. I remember that case, and everybody got all excited, and then it turned out that it wasn't true. I mean, I'm just asking where this stuff comes from. I'm not trying to challenge the veracity of the information. I just want to know where it comes from and how anybody could figure that if you had something this big that killed that many people and that was a major trauma to this country, and basically the world, how they could get away with it without somebody leaking the information out that it was done and who did it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you need to take a look at the evidence yourself.
Well, no, I don't think, you know what? You know what you remind me of? You know what, in all due respect, you know what you remind me of? You remind me of when you ask a politician a question that instead of answering the question, what they do is they go off on some other sphere or they try to move on to something else. And this happens all the time. All you got to do is just watch all the talking head shows on TV. They just won't answer the question, and you're just not answering me. You're not answering the question for me because anybody can put anything out, and you know, if the evidence makes sense, people have a tendency to run with it. But I'm just asking you, you know, how could anybody pull off that big of a conspiracy, that big of a of something that went on, and nobody leaks it? There, you know, there's no credible source of the information. There's only theories. And finally, what would the motive be to do it? What, that we wanted to get into the Iraq War, so the administration pulled it off? Well, who in the administration pulled it off?
Well, that and the Patriot Act.
Well, yeah, but who did it? I mean, where's it supposed to be coming from?
What?
I mean, who's leaking the information? How's the theory that the government, how's the theory that George W. Bush and the White House is involved in this?
Could I get a word in?
Sure.
Okay. You know, you're asking some very good questions, and I think these questions need to be asked. But take a look at Tower 7. It's a 47-story building, not hit by a plane, collapses neatly into its footprint. And if you watch the video of that building come down.
You know what? I'm just going to say this again because I got to get traffic. I respect you. I love you. I thank you for listening. But you know what? You just won't answer the question for me. Thanks. Have a good day, and I hope you have a great weekend. And I can't be any kinder or nicer than that. I'm just not trying to be in an attack mode. 8:31, 29 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Open phones underway at 303-713-7600. Let's get to progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. We are seeing a slow go on the highways this morning. Have a four-car crash. It's off to the shoulder westbound C-470 at Bull, so look for emergency crews on the scene with that. And if you're coming out of the Lakewood area, eastbound 6th Avenue, bogged down from Sheridan over toward I-25. Now, southbound I-25, running heavy still from 104th into downtown and through T-Rex, and southbound 225 has you tapping the brakes from Parker Road right into the tech center. And we're dragging eastbound on the turnpike from Wadsworth over to I-25. Real slow go there. Speeds only in the teens in some areas along that stretch. Now, checking the forecast.
You can depend on. Check out the great financing rates available this month at your local Toyota dealer or go to Toyota.com.
Marley Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electric Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley Davidson at 8020 West Coast. Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
This is a special public announcement for anyone that's upside down in a lease or purchase of a 2004 or newer car, truck, or SUV. If you're unable to get the price you need or simply no buyers, you don't have to lose thousands or roll it over into a new note. Give AutoManagement.com a call at 303-756-6800. They can get you out. The company is AutoManagement.com. They've provided a payment guarantee service in Denver for 18 years. Please check them out at AutoManagement.com. Call for an appointment today. 303-756-6800. You won't have to take the hit if the market has fallen for your vehicle. They have the solutions, and at no cost to you if you mention you heard this ad on the radio. A $250 value. Now isn't that a special deal? AutoManagement.com will get you out. Protect your credit and lose the stress. Call 303-756-6800 and tell them about your vehicle. Start saving your assets today. AutoManagement online at AutoManagement.com or call 303-756-6800.
And I talked about yesterday morning between 6 and 6:30 about Mike Rosen over on KOA attacking Randy Rhodes. Well, you know what? I feel sorry for Rosen. I have to sit over there every single day and defend his party and what they're doing to this country. And somebody sent me an email about this and said that Rosen used to, during the Clinton years, pride himself as being a deficit hawk. So maybe he'd like to explain to us why this president and members of his own party have spent money, the taxpayers' money, you and I, our money, like drunken sailors. Bush has spent more than 44 of the presidents before him. Lindsay in Arvada. Lindsay, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. What about yourself?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I was calling about the Twin Towers.
Okay.
I was watching Tucker Carlson the other night, and he had a gentleman from Brigham Young University who is a physicist, and this man has written a 25-page theory regarding the Twin Towers, and I believe his name is Steve Jones. I'm not sure. I wrote it down, but I forget. But, his theory is when fires collapse a building, it's like a pancake collapse. I mean, one floor burns, collapses onto the next one, that one burns and collapses. He said what happened with the towers, and he had sent Tucker a film of World Trade Towers 7. which Tucker didn't play on the air, so never did get to see it. But the collapse was what they call a free fall. In other words, demolition causes the building to implode on itself. So, you know, I just tell your readers maybe to, or your listeners, to go out and look up this guy's theory.
I hope it's not the same guy that claimed that he found cold fusion. Because if it is, this guy turned out to be lying. And he was from Utah. I don't know if he's from Brigham Young University, but he was from
what's
Utah.
Cold fusion.
Or cold. That's what I meant. Cold fusion. I'm sorry.
What is that?
I'm not a scientist, but it was a way of generating energy. I believe. It was a way of generating energy with, and maybe somebody can call up and explain it because I don't really know. But it's the idea of generating energy, not using, without. I'm looking for a way to explain this, without not using conventional sources and kind of a thing where it generates energy by itself. And I don't think that that's an adequate explanation, and that it turned out to be not true, that scientists disproved it, and that it turned out that the guy was distorting the truth. But you know what? Would you agree with me on one thing? If there's a crime committed, mm-hmm. is there usually a motive?
Usually, yes, there is a motive. And I truly believe the motive was to create panic within, the nation. You get people living in fear. People will turn on each other. People will, subject themselves to things that they normally would not allow themselves to be subjected to.
What would that accomplish in the end? I mean, how would that be a payoff for whoever would be behind it other than bin Laden and Al-Qaeda? I mean, how would that, for instance, if you're in the White House, how would that benefit you? In other words, would it get you to Iraq to get oil when this administration really didn't need that? Because what they ended up doing was they ended up hyping what went on. You've heard that from person to person that I've had on here, and that they not only hyped it, but that they did lead us to fear. As a matter of fact, here's something that people have never don't talk a lot about. If you notice during the Democratic National Convention, when that was going on, and also during the presidential campaign, notice how the color-coded emergency. So notice how that kept getting elevated, and now it's been sitting at yellow for how long?
Ages.
Well, I mean,
before the next election, I guarantee you the code will go up, and I wouldn't be surprised if something else didn't happen within the country to, make people think that this maniac that runs this country is legitimate. I just don't see them...
I don't see the motive there. I don't see them having to do that in order to accomplish their ends because, they had it all together already doing what they were going to do. Larry Johnson, who was on here earlier, and I had forgotten about this, and he reminded me of it, as Larry Johnson pointed out, that, this White House, George W. Bush went to Richard Clark and said, tell me what you got on Iraq, and this was early on, and the project for the New American Century, they were going to go there regardless of what happened. I mean, they were going to move in that direction. And
yeah, but didn't this make it a hell of a lot easier?
No, they would have done it anyway. I mean, because they sold everybody, they lied to everybody and sold everybody a bill of goods, and people assumed that they knew that what they were talking about. And they're still lying today about it. I mean, they're out here. I guarantee you, you listen to them talk, here's what they're going to tell you. They're going to tell you that France had the same information. They're going to tell you that Russia had the same information. Every day they do this. But you know what they don't tell you? What they don't tell you is that all of these countries had doubts about what was being said. That Jacques Chirac got up 2 days before we went to war and said he doubted that Saddam Hussein had the delivery capability. He doubted that Saddam Hussein had the weapons, that they really had the weapons. Gerhard Schroeder of Germany got up and said they absolutely don't have the weapons and that U.S. intelligence is wrong. And Vladimir Putin put forward the fact that he didn't believe that they had the weapons, and he thought they might have had them at one time, but the Russians didn't really believe that it was there. And you know what? We were the only people who ended up going to war. I mean, this administration has, sold and continues to do this, continues to mislead this country and sell everybody with a bill of goods. And if you go back and look at what's really going on, they can't substantiate what they say. And I think the best example of this, here's the most crowning example, is Dick Cheney. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Dick Cheney says on NBC's Meet the Press that there's no doubt, he used the term, he said exactly, there's no doubt that there is a link between Al-Qaeda and senior intelligence officers in the Iraqi army. Now, you know what? He then turned around and told an interviewer on CNBC that he never said that. And even on the face of that, if you think about it, why would Saddam Hussein partner up with radical Islamists when Saddam Hussein was secular? But see, nobody brought that up at the time. And you know what nobody brings up now? I mean, it never gets mentioned. This administration convinced us that these people were, that Iraq was a threat to us. That's what they said. Well, they were an imminent threat, and it turns out that they weren't. So, you know, what I'm saying is I don't think that the administration would have to go to all this trouble blowing up buildings in order to get what they wanted.
Yeah, but do you notice that that is always the ace in the hole? Whenever he sits there, he always brings up 9/11 and the terrorists. 9/11 and the terrorists. I mean, it is his ace in the hole. And another thing is his brother and his cousin were owners of a security company that was in the World Trade Towers, that the towers were closed for a certain number of hours a few days before 9/11. I mean, just tell your listeners to go out onto Google.
Well, they're free to go look it up themselves, but I would caution people, as I did with the other caller, who I asked him where the information came from and what was the source, and he couldn't give me an answer. I would ask people just to do exactly what you're saying, but I would ask people to look at it with a jaundiced eye and with some skepticism. That's an awful big thing to pull off and not have one person come forward and say anything about it. That is really, really hard to believe because people had to be hired to pull that off. And you're saying that nobody is going to come forward, for instance, for money and sell their story?
You don't think those people are perhaps dead?
No, that's way, you know what, that comes from the movies. Anyway, thank you. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
Have a good weekend. You know, no, I'm not going to buy that. This is not Tom Cruise. All right, we're done talking about that. I can't, you know, continue to keep going on about this. Either you're going to believe it or you're not going to believe it, and I just choose not to believe it. 844, 16 minutes away from 9, and don't email me about it either, because you know what? I just have had enough of this. And not that I don't respect your opinion, because I do, and you have a right to your opinion, and I thrive on you having a right to your opinion. We just disagree, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's what's supposed to make this country great.
It's going to be a pretty nice one today. Warmer than it has been. Highs in the mid-50s. We're at 32 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Who cares?
Randy Rhodes.
See, here's the problem. If Republicans don't care whether a president led us into war, then they only care about politics, not national security. So,
thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-7735. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One Services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-7735. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-7735. That's 1-800-550-7735.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electric Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Sunny with a high of around 59. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm getting laughed at by people around here. Jerry Bell, who's a program director, was just laughing. And John Turk's been laughing because I got to make Thanksgiving dinner at home. Anybody want to come to my house for Thanksgiving dinner? Because I mixed this on the air a bunch of times, but Mary broke her wrist and her arm, fractured it. And it's a right one, too. You know, it's like, imagine if you're right-handed and you don't have use to that. So I know Mary's sitting home laughing. I mean, and I love her and I hope she gets better. But I got to make Thanksgiving dinner. So what do you think we're having? Well, we'll have turkey.
Cranberry sauce in a can.
Cranberry sauce in a can is right.
And anything, stuffing and powdered potatoes.
Yeah, anything that comes in a can, man, that doesn't take too much, you know, to have to put together. That's what we're having. Boy, it sounds good, doesn't it? You know you want to come to my house for Thanksgiving, Turk. You know you do.
Yeah, I'm blowing off my wife's great cooking to try out Jay's cooking.
This is sad. I have never, we've been married 25 years, I have never made Thanksgiving dinner. All I'm going to do is jam the turkey in there, heat it up, and do my best to put the other stuff together. What a mess. All right, Virginia Lakewood. Good morning, Virginia. You're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Virginia.
I talked to you before about our anti-war or peace demonstration on Saturdays at 52nd and Wadsworth.
Oh, plug it again.
At noon, from noon to 1 at 52nd and Wadsworth. And I just want to tell you, and you already know this, how what great listeners you have, because, you know, they've people who heard me before. Scott has been there every week since then. Paul and Deborah have come. Dan and Gina came last week saying, she said, you know, we've talked and talked and we haven't done anything and we think it's time to do something.
Oh, that's great.
And I was just so touched by that. And then I told you, I think about the lady who came and brought the big thing of cookies.
Right.
She couldn't stay, but she left the cookies. So I'm impressed with your people.
Oh, you know what? I got, you know, agree or disagree, I got the best callers in the world. And I know sometimes I get cranky, you know, and I have a tendency to sometimes want to fight with them, but.
That's okay, too.
You know, win, lose, or draw, I got the best callers in the world, and people are nothing but nice.
Well, they're good people, and I just want to say once again, you know, from noon to 1, every Saturday, rain or shine, we're there.
All right. Give the address again.
It's at 52nd and Wadsworth. You know, that's a busy corner. That's Sam's Club,
right.
Costco, Home Depot. And what's really interesting is the response you get from the motorists.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you that. What kind of response do you get?
Well, Maybe half of them just look at us. There are a few negatives, but a lot of waving and honking of horns and a lot of, you know, good work and all that. And that makes it really encouraging.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I've made a big sign now that says join us, so I hope something will come of that, too.
That's great. It's just good to hear from you this on this Friday.
Well, I'm so impressed by these people who've been doing this since February.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. So, anywho, I hope we see some more of your guys tomorrow.
I hope so too. Thank you, Virginia, for your time.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, we do have the best callers and the best listeners, and even if some of them write me angry emails, which I got a ton of them yesterday over my panhandling diatribe. And I expect more today. Why are you saying that, Turk? They expect more. Oh, because of the conspiracy theory thing, which I won't buy. So I'm going to get a ton of them. And sometimes I can't answer all my email. I just can't. It's just physically impossible. But I try to answer each individual person. I try to do my best. But some days I just can't do it. So if you don't get an answer from me, don't think, well, he doesn't care and didn't read it. It's just that some days I just can't do it. One line open at 303-713-7600, or is it we have two lines open, and it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Jay in Denver. Jay, good morning.
Is that me?
It's you.
Well, how you doing, mister?
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I know you mentioned white phosphorus earlier, and while I would certainly agree that it's absolutely insane that we are even using something like this over there, as I say we, meaning the United States, I wanted to talk, if I could, about the depleted uranium rounds that they have been using, because I think that depleted uranium rounds are actually a much larger problem than most people even begin to realize. You know, the decay time on this depleted uranium is 4.5 million years. And during the first Gulf War, America dumped through the shelling and the bombs over there. They use depleted uranium because it's a very dense material, and it's great for armor piercing. But unfortunately, when it pierces the armor through the course of the explosion, microparticles break down and are dispersed into the atmosphere and dispersed into the surrounding area. And you know, in the first Gulf War, America dumped 250 tons of rounds of this stuff into the Gulf War area, and during Kuwait and the excursion there. In Afghanistan, America has used over 1,000 tons of depleted uranium. In Iraq, since we have been there, 2,300 tons of depleted uranium. I think everyone should go out on the web and check this out and be prepared for what you'll see, because you're going to see incredibly horrific pictures. Because once this gets into the, it can actually affect people on a chromosomal level. And all of the children that are being born over there, I mean, are just like, literally, they're having cyclops children born, just incredible mutant and monster babies being born from this depleted uranium. And
where do you go to see this stuff? Do you just Google the subject?
Google depleted uranium. I mean, these pictures have been out there on the web for years. The World Health Organization estimated, just from the Gulf War originally, that 200,000 to 250,000 children would die from what America did over there. And I think that most Americans are not aware of the fact that depleted uranium was declared illegal by the United Nations. And, you know, there was actually a war tribunal held in Japan maybe 2 years ago. And George Bush has been found guilty of war crimes for using depleted uranium over there. This stuff is just the absolute worst. And, you know, like I said, this stuff does not go away. Wherever they have shot it off, in Afghanistan and Iraq, this poisons the food, it poisons the water supply, it poisons the soil. And
I wonder if it affects our own soldiers.
Well, I personally believe that that's part of what they're hiding with the Gulf War syndrome, because they don't want to admit to. Now, we also have the fact that, there are soldiers coming back testing positive for sarin and cyclosarin. Most Americans don't know that, you know, while we were over there, there was over 14,000 individual biochemical alarms that went off, and our soldiers were being told, don't put on your gear. These are malfunctions from smoke from the oil rigs, or these are malfunctions from gas fumes. And, you know, I find it just incredible. These soldiers did what they were told to do, okay? And they're going to pay the cost with their lives. But, over 14,000 alarms, biochemical alarms, individual alarms that went off, all of which we were told were all, every single one of them was a malfunction. And I think that, again, Jay, this hides even something greater. You know, that the Camassian bunkers that they exploded over there, you know, they exploded that, and a whole bunch of people got poisoned from that. You know, there was all kinds of nasty stuff in there, biochemical.
Well, I remember them exploding in the bunkers. That part I do.
Well, they hit that because Italy, there was film that came out on this. Italy, when they saw the crates inside, it was Italy, Germany, Russia, Jordan, and America who had shipped them these things. And,
all right, I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm just out of time.
Go right ahead, man.
But I appreciate your call, and thanks, and we'll talk to you again, hopefully.
Please, thank you.
Okay, it's, and you know, you can go Google that and look it up for yourself and make your own decision. 858 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Final hour of open phones coming up at 303-713-7600.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, taking talk radio in a bolder new direction.
Out the experience you want.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. Suicide bombers at work in Baghdad and in eastern Iraq today, with scores of Iraqis killed. We get the story from CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier.
Early this morning, two car bombers struck a hotel popular with Western journalists and managed to knock down a blast wall. The second tried but failed to plow through the breach. The media escaped serious injury, but several bystanders were killed. In the second attack, two suicide bombers walked in among Friday worshippers at the main mosque in Khanaqin. Medical workers in the small town are still struggling to cope with the wounded. Kimberly Dozier, CBS News, Baghdad.
Police in Busan, South Korea, battle thousands of protesters near the scene of the Asian Trade Summit that President Bush is attending. CBS News reporter Don Kirk watched as the demonstrators scaled huge metal cargo containers set up as barricades.
Demonstrators have succeeded in capturing a cargo container. A policeman is on top of one container, and he's appealing to them for mercy. In fact, he's just about to surrender as students get atop the container. One of the students is beating the policeman. He's slugging him in front of a crowd of kids with bamboo poles and metal sticks.
FDA scientists have been studying the deaths of some Japanese children who died after taking Tamiflu. We're live with CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato for the story.
Examining the deaths of 12 children, an FDA advisory panel here in Maryland is being told that missing or incomplete data make it difficult to directly blame the drug. Similar reports of deaths and of severe psychological and skin reactions have not been found in other countries, including the U.S. Tamiflu is used far more widely in Japan. Knowing its effects and widespread use is important because it's a first-line defense against potentially devastating bird flu. Live in Gaithersburg, Maryland, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
The feds are experimenting with changes to the No Child Left Behind education law, planning to let some states change how they measure yearly student progress. Patricia Sullivan of the Independent Center on Education Policy says it involves allowing schools to measure not just how students are performing, but how that performance is changing over time.
It's a more accurate way of determining if kids are learning more.
It's planned to have as many as 10 states try out the new progress measuring method. A California businessman thinks some bone fragments that belong to his great-great-uncle may be pieces of Ludwig von Beethoven's skull. They're being analyzed, says William Meredith at the Center for Beethoven Studies, in hopes of bolstering the center's belief that the composer suffered lead poisoning when he died young in the early 19th century.
Once the new results are released in December, then scientists will be able to tell us how long Beethoven suffered from lead poisoning. And once that's released, then we could answer questions like, did this cause some of the problems of his last decade?
On Wall Street right now, Dow Industrials down 2.5 points. The Nasdaq's off by a quarter point. This is CBS News.
Living with cataracts? Take care with Similasan Cataract Care Eye Drops. Finally, healthy relief for the symptoms of diagnosed cataracts is available over-the-counter. While only surgery can remove cataracts, Similasan Homeopathic Cataract Care stimulates your eye's natural ability to temporarily relieve cataract symptoms. Plus, Similasan is safe to use with no known side effects. Cataract relief shouldn't be hard to find, and now it isn't. Look for Similasan in the eye care section of your local retailer. Take care. Similasan Cataract Care. Read and follow label directions.
You've heard it's all about the O. Well, what does that mean? It means you have one place to go for a luxurious lifestyle. Overstock.com offers the web's best deals on designer fashions, books, music, sporting goods, bedding, assisted living products, all up to 70% off, plus affordable vacation packages and an auction department with hard-to-find one-of-a-kind items. Live operators 24/7, and it's $2.95 shipping on every order. Simple, safe, and easy. Overstock.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Oh, we're starting to wrap up the morning drive, but still seeing a couple slow spots. Had an earlier crash westbound T-470 at Bulls. That's now gone, but still a little bunching in the area. Also, if you're coming out of the Thornton Northbound area, still stays slow. Southbound I-25 into downtown and through T-Rex. Northbound I-25, also a little heavy, too. Southbound 225, looking at brake lights from Parker Road into the Tech Center and around town. Things starting to thin out again. On Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, the turnpike actually looking pretty good. A little slow eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. Now on to the fork.
Lube, oil, and filter service, and receive a complimentary tire rotation and 19-point inspection, all for just $29.95.
BK. The Al Franken Show is on the air, coming to you live from the Boulder Theater.
He spoke.
Here in Boulder, Colorado.
And you were there.
I love Al. He's hysterical.
Al's great.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Have a great seat.
Never been to a live show before.
Having a great time.
Really fun to watch Al in person.
It's great to see him live.
We brought him here, and you made it happen. Thank you from Al Franken.
I want to thank you once again for being here.
And AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:05, 5 minutes after 9. Sunny, high around 59. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. It was fun and out at the Al Franken Show at the Boulder Theater the other day on Wednesday. Met a lot of nice people. Open phones 303-713-7600. And it's just good to be with you. Boy, the Talking Head shows this weekend ought to be pretty interesting. With all of the arguing back and forth about this whole Iraq and Iraqi situation and Iraqi intelligence. All right, let's get back to the phones. Bill Monument. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, I've got a couple of items to talk about this morning with you to sort of shift gears a little bit from some of the other topics. The first one has to do with an article that was not only in the New York Times this morning, but was also in Salon. It was about this person by the name of Italia. I forgot her last name.
Oh, her name's hard to pronounce, but she's hooked up with that whole Jack Abramoff, Gail Norton situation.
Yeah, Italia Federici. And what's interesting about this story is, first of all, if you read the New York Times article, you'll see that there is a pretty straightforward description of what kind of went down in that testimony yesterday. But if you go to the Salon article, there is a lot more information, still factual, quotations, for instance, given by Dorgan, for instance, who says directly to this person, Italia Federici, "You know what bothers me?" He said, "It's pretty clear that this is one of the most disgusting tales of greed and avarice and perhaps fraud and stealing. It's unbelievable what we have uncovered here. It's almost sickening to see what we've uncovered, and you come to our table and say, oh gosh, this is just about friendships."
Yeah, this is for people who don't know, this is the whole thing about Abramoff and the Indian tribes.
Yes, and this woman who runs an environmental group called CREA.
Yeah, you know something? They did an investigation about this environmental group that she, this Republican environmental group that she heads. And guess where it's located?
Where?
In her house.
Oh.
And it's got a P.O. box.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you know, people should look into this stuff because, I mean, people, your listeners should read about this because this really shows how absolutely how furtive and disingenuous and untrusting these people are that set up these front groups to make it look like they're doing things to help the actual institution that their name includes, like in the environment.
Right.
People aren't helping the environment at all.
Well, it's Orwellian. And Abramoff, who's got connections into the White House and to Tom DeLay and to, you know, all kind of high-powered Republicans, is under investigation, and it's, you're right. I mean, there's, you know, the connections And she.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-622-3114 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With three times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-622-3114 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-622-3114.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years. And they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electric Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at
freedomh-d.com. Some pretty incredible things.
And this is one of them right here.
Yeah, and I don't think he's all bad. You know, I don't think he's all bad. I don't think that all Republicans necessarily are bad.
No, I know
bad.
You don't. I can tell just by having been listening to you over the last few months that, you know, you brought on Owens and you obviously have a rapport with him. And, you know, no, you don't seem that way. But, I mean, there seems to be people that call into your show that like to just buy into this vast conspiracy, and it's you know, granted there is a vast conspiracy, but it isn't linking all of these people together. You know, there's bits and pieces of it, and I don't know if there's some big, you know, thread that ties it all. But for people who think there are Republicans that are going after some of this corruption, and McCain's one of them.
Yeah, they're trying. You know, they're trying at least, and you got to give them credit for that. Hey, Bill, thank you, man. Great call.
Thank you.
Okay. And if there's any conspiracy, it's money. But, you know, no matter what comes down, somebody talks about it. I've said that before. Somebody will come forward. Somebody will say something. somebody who's involved will leak it out. And Abramoff's in big trouble. Google his name and read all that stuff about Jack Abramoff. And birds of a feather flock together. That's another thing. Let's go to Joe in Loveland. Joe, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
Real good. It's a beautiful Friday. You were a little cranky earlier, so I wanted to give you some information that might cheer you up here and make a fun day. There's I want to bring up intelligent design, which is a serious subject. I'm totally against teaching it in schools. But do a Google search on the term flying spaghetti monster.
Okay.
It sounds stupid. What this physicist in Oregon did is he wrote a letter, an open letter, to the Kansas school board that said, hey, I really understand that you're going to try to teach intelligent design in your schools, but if you're going to do that, you need to give children an informed choice and give them the whole story. And he invents this completely outrageous religion about how the flying spaghetti monster created the world, and all of the adherents to this religion call themselves Pastafarians. They end their prayers with with ramen, and it goes on and on. It's totally, totally ridiculous. But he says if you're going to teach this, you better teach them the whole story. You better include my story of intelligent design, because it's just as plausible as any other story, and if you don't, I might have to sue you. And then it's backed up with about several hundred letters by various PhDs that says, that's right, if you're going to give people a choice, you better give them the whole choice. And it just goes on and on. It's,
How did you find this?
Oh, some people at work told me about it, and all of a sudden everybody at work is a Pastafarian now. you just got to look it up. Your listeners have got to look it up. You will crack up. But it came to me that as I read this, that perhaps the best way to show how ridiculous teaching intelligent design in schools is not to fight back, but to just bring up how ludicrous it is with something like this. So treating it a bit with humor is I think, a quite effective way to say, what you're saying is stupid. Just check it out. I think you'll have a ball.
You know what? I will, and I think it's funny. It sounds funny on its face. And, you know, you're right. A lot of times humor is the way to go, and sometimes even I forget that. But this thing sounds like it's hilarious. And I wonder what the school board's reaction was when they got his letter.
Oh, there's several letter responses from the people on the school board who were favoring what he said, saying, we totally support it. We know we're going to get voted down, but we're on your side, man. Check that out. There's also an article in the Onion that, if you want to do another Google search, called Intelligent Falling, that explains the gaps in the theory of gravity.
You know, it's unbelievable these people want to put this in school. You know, as a guy who called earlier really hit a good point. If you want to put this in a comparative philosophy class...
Fine, that's fine, no problem.
Yeah, but, I mean, to try to teach this as being, you know, science?
Go check it out. You'll love it.
I will. Thanks, man.
See ya.
All right. Yeah, he's right about that. I have to check that out. Flying Spaghetti Monster. Maybe we can track this guy down who authored this and put him on the air. And I'm sure the Kansas school board flipped out when they got that. But, they get letters back saying, okay, we support you. But, you know, the religious right in this country, man, they are so organized. And they've got money. And, you know, they've replaced the business community as the biggest boosters of the Republican Party. Now, there's got to be, I got to believe, that there's got to be moderate Republicans out there who do honor such things as the separation of church and state and feel lost. I mean, they got to feel lost over their party's direction. Don't you think they'd have to feel lost over this? Wouldn't you feel lost if you were like a moderate Republican? And I wonder how many Republican women who are for a woman's right to choose... I wonder how many of them now are horrified over what's going on and feel regrets, you know, over what happened. And think about it, Kerry only lost by one state, and it was Ohio. And according to, and I can't think of the congressman's name now, John Conyers. According to John Conyers, there was hanky-panky with the voting there. Boy, I certainly hope we don't have to go through this again in 06 and 08 with the hanky-panky with the voting. And we need a verifiable situation where we can verify who votes for who instead of having all of these irregularities going on, like closing the polls early in certain places and, you know, fooling around with the results. 9:15, 15 minutes after 9, 303-713-7600, one open line, and it's the final hour. Rocky's Autos will defeat all of your skepticism. Because they really are a great bunch of people, and it's a place to find the largest selection of clean late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, and SUVs in Colorado. And you can get virtually anything you want. They've got over 500 vehicles on the lot. They're big-time supporters of this program, and I'm a big-time supporter of theirs. Mary and I have bought cars over the years from them, and it's just been wonderful. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful experience. So we keep going back time and time again. And that's what really Rockies is all about, trying to get you to come back. Because, you know, if they lie to you or they sell you a car that isn't any good or they don't give you the service that you think you deserve when you step on the lot, they know you're not coming back. And they know you'll also go tell your friends. So they want you to have a positive experience, and that's what they're all about. And all their cars are equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You can check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan, then come down there and search for the vehicle of your choice. Or just look at the inventory online at RockiesAutos.com. Great people. Go out there and see my friend Marvin Alshear and Darla, and this is all the people working at Rockies. I mean, they really go the extra mile. Rockies Autos,
0833.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
919, 19 minutes after 9. Sunday high around 59. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, open phones. Let's go to Bela in Boulder. Hey, you're on.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, how are you, man?
Okay, I know you're sick and tired of this conspiracy stuff.
Oh, God, is this another one?
No, this is to support your position a little bit. I've been meaning to get this point across for several weeks because it comes up every now and then. And I finally got through, and then I was told that you didn't want to hear about it anymore. So, but thanks for letting me through. What I want to say, add to this, was that this conspiratory left is really embarrassing to the progressive movement, and it really helps to discredit us to the right or to the middle. Actually, there's one way to. View this conspiracy that contradicts their claim that Bush is so clever and his administration is so clever that they would conspire to do this damage to Twin Towers is the weapons of mass destruction was never found in Iraq. Now, the simplest thing for this administration to do to get everybody on their side is to have planted some form of chemical or biological weapons that would later be found and then thereby justify their involvement in Iraq.
It was, you know, that's really
that would have been
a good
lot
point.
It would have been a lot easier, a lot cheaper, would have involved a lot less planning, a lot less people, and yet nothing was found. Now, if they're so brilliant as to pull off the Twin Tower fiasco, then why didn't they plant something? Didn't have to be nuclear, but just something that could then validate their involvement in Iraq. The trouble with conspiracy theories is they're always after the fact. No one ever predicts what conspiracy is to expect. The weapons of mass destruction on talk shows was some people did predict that the Bush administration would plant some weapons in Iraq to justify a position. And even with that, they didn't, nothing was found. And you also have to remember there's other conspiracies too. For instance, the Jews were supposed to have done it. The Israelis were supposed to have attacked the towers.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, I remember both of those theories.
Yeah,
sure.
Now, why doesn't the conspiratory left support that theory? Because that's not very fashionable. That's not very glamorous as the Bush administration. I think the Bush administration has enough foolishness on its back. I don't think they're capable of pulling off that kind of a stunt.
You know, they couldn't even manage. Here's a point. If they were prepared to go to any lengths to get us into Iraq, they couldn't even, you know, they're not even smart enough. or have the foresight or anything.
That's right.
To be able to manage the occupation of the country. I mean, look what went on after when the Provisional Coalition Authority was there. I mean, they have virtually screwed up the situation from A to Z.
Well, the conspiracy that would make far more sense is that Iran planned the whole thing so that we would destabilize Iraq so that the Shiites could then control Iraq and the oil and create a greater Iranian empire.
Yeah, I agree. You know,
that makes far more sense, even though I don't believe it. But it's easier to conjecture that one than it is to conjecture that Bush is so intelligent that he could pull this one off.
Yeah, and when I used to be stuck in the middle of right-wing radio, we would get these calls from people who would insist that the weapons of mass destruction had been spirited to Syria or some other place.
Yeah.
And I would say to them, you know, if that happened, you don't think that that observation satellites couldn't see this stuff being moved? Or that, once again, somebody wouldn't come forward and say, well, I aided in doing it, or I saw it, or we wouldn't capture somebody who would say, hey, look, you want to know where the weapons of mass destruction are? They're sitting sitting in Syria.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there are all these conspiracies, and I'll tell you, I'm like you, I'm sick of them.
They just help discredit us in the media, to the people in the center. It helps discredit us, and that's disturbing to me. I hear this in Boulder all the time. You know, I have friends who believe this stuff, and they feed on each other. They have little parties and they tell each other these little stories, and they all say that there's evidence because there's an article coming out in some science journal somewhere. Well, I'm willing to put money on it that there's no article that is going to be supportive of that conspiracy theory coming out in any peer-reviewed scientific journal.
Yeah, you know,
I'm willing to put money on it.
Yeah, you know what? You're probably right. And I would say to those people who, and I'm sure I've got them sitting in my mailbox.
Oh yeah.
To those people who are going to email me all this crap. Okay, I'm declaring it right now at 9:25 on Friday, November the 18th. I'm not answering any of that stuff.
Well,
I'm deleting it from my mailbox, and I am not answering it because I am tired of going over it.
Well, this is the last I want to say about that, and I hope. That settles the issue once and for all.
Just remember, the weapons of mass destruction are in Syria.
yeah. And they also, it was also predicted by the conspiracy left that we're going to invade Syria and Iran. That may still happen, but it certainly didn't happen within the time frame that they were predicting it.
You know, before I let you go on that topic, I think that may have been something that might have been in the cards, but I don't think it's in the cards today because, you know what, they're losing at a rapid rate popular support for what's going on now. I don't think the public would stand for it. Do you think the public would stand for it?
No, that was my argument. Some of my friends were discussing it, and a couple of them believed prior to the election, this last election, their conjecture was that Bush was going to invade Syria and Iran to get the public behind him on another war, and I made a bet with them that wasn't going to happen because that's the last thing that Bush could afford for that election is to have another war or an expanded war. For some reason, the conspiratory left has to go way out of its way to make the administration smarter than it really is.
Yep, you know something? I think you're absolutely right. Hey,
they're
thanks,
not that
man.
Smart.
No, they're not. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
So long.
See you later. And by the way, a survey finds deep discontent with American foreign policy, shaken by the Iraqi war and the rise of anti-American sentiment around the world. You see what's going on in Korea, South Korea now. A Pew survey of American opinion leaders and the general public indicates the survey conducted from September 5th to October 31st, it indicates that, you know what, Americans have a greater and greater isolationist feelings. The same kind of feelings, the same kind of sentiment that followed the Vietnam War and the Cold War. So I don't think Bush could get away with going into another country. You think he could pull that off? I don't think so. Let's go to Stefan in Denver. Stefan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how are you?
Hi, Stefan. How are you?
Okay. I grew up in western Pennsylvania in Jack Murtha's district, and this guy is like straight up.
Oh, I know.
He
it.
is stand up, and you know, if he didn't like something in the defense budget, most members of Congress would go along with his thinking. So for him to come out yesterday was just a beacon, I think, to say, look, you know, here's a couple of howitzers across the bush bow here, and you know, I've been there, I've done this, I've visited the kids in the hospitals, and this war, you know, is wrong.
Do you see how emotional he was?
Oh yeah, I mean this isn't anything staged here. This guy is straight up. You know, he was in Korea, and then he came back, and he ran a, you know, he was in business for a while, and he reenlisted and went to Vietnam, went to officer candidate school, retired as a colonel in the Marine Corps. I mean, everybody knows if it was a defense issue, you know, Murtha was behind it. So I just think, you know, for them to try to start linking him with Mike Moore and everything, you know, they're going to pull every club in the bag. But it, as Murtha said, the American public is not going to buy it.
They're, you know, they're smear merchants. They really are. And yeah. I love his comment yesterday. Where he took a swipe at Cheney and Hastert about having deferments.
Yeah.
But, you know, I thought, and John Kerry did it last night on Hardball, and my thought was, where was this during the campaign?
That's right.
You know, why didn't people stand up and say, look, let's settle all of this once and for all with the Swift boat stuff, everything else. You know where I was.
Right.
Now, you tell me where you were and why you didn't go. Dick Cheney, answer why you didn't go. If you were against the war and you didn't want to go, we'll accept that. Because there were a lot of people who did that, including myself. But you know something? You got 5 deferments, and you were quoted as saying that you had other things to do. And now you're Mr. Militant War? Well, it's easy to send kids into that situation when you've never been there yourself.
That's right. That's right. And I think, Murtha, just, you know, talk about credibility to our side now. You know, I think really it's going to be, you know, a lot of members of Congress are going to say, look, we've got to get out of this place. And you know, and I've been saying, I'm sure you have, you know, it was a mistake from the get-go. But
right.
These servicemen, I remember going to a cocktail party a couple of years ago, and I said, look, I support the troops. I'm not crazy about the guy in the White House. And some guy just came unglued. And his son was a recent graduate of the Naval Academy. I said, look, I'm sorry, but your colleagues here are getting hung out to dry. You know, and I'm just curious about what their thinking would be now, you know, after what we've seen over the last couple of years.
Well, they're lying. That's what's going on. They're fooling themselves with these numerous talking points about how everybody saw the same intelligence. No, not true. About how, you know, these other countries believe the same thing. No, not true. Bill Clinton had the same information. Yeah, he did, but he never said that Iraq was an imminent threat to this country. They leave that part conveniently out. I mean, they continue to do this stuff, and you know, we've just got to stand up and call them on it every turn of the mile.
Well, I think you're going to continue to see this, and hopefully maybe there'll be some Republicans, more Chuck Hagels out there that will come out and say
yep, this. Yep, I hope you're right. Yeah. Stephen, thanks, man.
Thank you so much, Jay.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, it's 9:30 here at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. And
the forecast, nice one on our hands today with sunny skies and highs in the 50s. We're at 37 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
Kevin Harley-Davidson install parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Innovation. Customer satisfaction. Strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they'll understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums, to townhomes, to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
To the Great Northwest in Alaska with me.
Jay, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, where are you in South Dakota?
Oh, I'm somewhere between Martin and Pine Ridge right now.
I once worked in Rapid City.
I know, we've talked before.
Oh,
we've
cool.
Talked before. I wanted to talk a little bit about the way the conservatives are using the word theory. Any of us who went to high school and learned about the theory of evolution or how one creates a theory, you know that to make a theory, you have to go through a rigorous battery of scientific tests.
Right.
And they're using the theory, quote-unquote, of creationism as though that theory is proven or provable in the same way as the theory of evolution has been proved. And that's nuts. I mean, that's just nuts. And I don't think we should let them go get away with it. I think we should let, you know, continue to hammer on this, the scientific definition of theory. And that, you know, the theory of evolution was first a hypothesis, and then it underwent a battery of scientific tests, and it has now become a theory because theories can't really be proven, but, you know, because everything's past tense in this case. But it's certainly not like the theory, the way they're using the word theory in creationism.
I agree 100%. I mean, I just can't see this. You know, I can't see it in any way, shape, or form. And how these people are forcing it on the mainstream, I'm with you, we need to push back.
But you know what, I just remembered what I really wanted to say.
That's okay, go ahead.
Okay, I mean, and let's stay on them about this, but I think that as progressives, we need to confiscate the mantle of being pro-life and claim it for our own, because these people are not pro-life, they are pro-birth. They don't give a rip about you once you're born, and they don't really care what happens to you before you're born unless you're aborted. The progressives and the Democratic Party are pro-life because they believe in prenatal care. They believe in women and infants with children programs for milk and food and support for people who have less. We believe in stem cell research, which promotes life. I don't think that they can be called pro-life. I think we need to be the pro-lifers.
Yeah, you know what? Excellent points. You know, and I'm going to try to remember that and try to repeat that, and I think the rest of us should try to remember that and try to repeat that, because we are pro-life, because we do care about people, and we care about what happens to them in this country. And the only constituency that the Republicans care about, that the neocons care about, is the religious right and their rich friends.
and they're pro-birth, but they're not pro-life. They're not.
I agree.
They can't say that they're pro-life because they don't promote life. You know, they don't promote healthful life. They don't promote life for everybody. They just promote birth. And that once you're here, who cares? You know.
Yep, there you go. By the way, I probably asked you this before, but I got to ask you again. My memory, you know, fails me. I'm getting to be an old man.
I'm pre-Alzheimer's. It's okay.
Yeah, how in the world did you find me?
You know, I drive Nebraska. I'm a drug rep, and so I drive Nebraska. And the only two stations I really, you know, listen to are NPR stations. And then I just found Air America happily, very happily, when I was driving in Nebraska one day. So, and actually I can get you in, or I can get Boulder in parts of the Black Hills. And then as soon as I get south of Rapid City, I can pick you up.
Oh, cool. Well, that's great.
It's scratchy, but I get you.
Oh, you're the best. What kind of rep are you?
I market products for a company that actually outsources entire sales forces to major drug companies, so I market 3 products for a major drug company.
Well, I could use some major drugs.
Yeah, me too, but I don't have any good ones.
I'm just kidding. But you know, if you could pick up my Lamictal bill and some of the other things that I've had to take for like the last 25 years, I certainly would appreciate it.
Well, you know, I hear all the time how expensive drugs are, and it's just a travesty. It's sickening.
Well, we need universal health care. And thank you. Call me again.
I will, Jay.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too. All right. Well, it's exciting that we get into the Black Hills of South Dakota. I worked in Rapid City right after the flood. And it was a very nice town, even though the radio station I worked at was a pile of junk. And I eventually ended up getting on the Hound and leaving town because I couldn't handle it. And from there, I went to Del Rio, Texas, which was another thriving metropolis. Robert in Denver. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Robert, you there?
Yes, sir, Jay. How you doing this morning?
Take it away, Robert. I'm great.
Oh, take it away. Let's see. Yeah, I decided to call you. I needed some interesting political conversation. I can't get that. We're here at work, so.
I hear you.
Anyway, you know, I promise I won't talk about the conspiracy theory, although I'd like to, but I'm not. Let me lighten it up a little bit. I heard you mention yesterday a little bit about Dick Cheney, and you referred to him as the GOP Darth Vader.
Yeah, the Darth Vader of American politics.
You know, I've got to disagree. I listened to Randy, and her producer said something. He's more like the Penguin, you know, the Danny DeVito that played the Penguin on Batman. I mean, can't you just see him, the pus coming from his mouth, the sly, the deviousness, the obtuse behavior, you know, the money grubbing? I mean, I think he looks more like that in a tuxedo. That's what he reminded me of the other night when he gave his speech. You know, I mean,
well, you know what? I'll take either one. But he is like, he's really a dark, like evil,
isn't he?
Evil guy, isn't he?
No. And I'll tell you what, my wife, who's from Cheyenne, Wyoming, met him when she was 17 years old, and she's an excellent judge of character. And she said she came away with the coldest, darkest feeling she's had since she's met anybody.
And yeah, he is. He's a dark guy.
And I believe her. But anyway, you know, the thing is with this guy, I mean, if you look at his track record, how he can go to the American public with a straight face is beyond me. And just lie after lie, with John Edwards and the vice presidential debates, couldn't answer, couldn't give him a straight answer, grimaced the whole way through the debate, you know, and changed the subject. Cannot stay on track, you know. And he says, but to his dealings in Halliburton, the guy's getting $190,000 a month in kickbacks. That's without his stock options every month, you know. I mean, his whole demeanor. And I just think what bothers me a lot is, not so many people, but some people are crying for the impeachment of Bush. But I don't think what they realize is it has to be a package deal. Because look who's next in line.
Yeah, that'd be worse than what it is now.
That would be horrific. It would be horrendous. I mean, if you could get a package deal, you know, put Romanoff in there. I mean, that would be a little better. But it had to be a package deal. You know, I mean, to me, that's just horrifying.
Yeah, and I remember reading somewhere, maybe it was in The Nation, that when he was a congressman. During the not the Vietnam era, but I guess it was the Vietnam era when Watergate was going on, that he was part of the movement to try to block any investigation into Watergate, and that he tried to protect and shield Richard Nixon.
You're exactly right. He was at that point in time. I do remember that. You know, and look at, well, he's same for the torture. He's pro torture too. I mean, come on, you know. Anyway, that's, you know, that's my thing. We can't impeach Bush. It would be the worst thing that could ever happen. I know that doesn't sound good, but then you have to look at the big picture.
No, you're right. You're right, because we would end up with Cheney, and I don't know if there's anybody worse in American politics than Dick Cheney.
Look, he's worse than Bush in the polls right now. You know, so
yeah, he's down about 19%.
You know, one other thing I wanted to ask you, Jay, on another topic was about the referendum C. I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but I know there's a lot of upset voters out there with the way we're all just putting the money on the transportation. You know, my thoughts on that are I kind of knew that was coming more towards that than the education. You know, I know George Bush passed a massive transportation bill back in August, $268 billion, and I knew Denver was getting the largest portion of that. Now, I don't know whether those are match funds or what, but it just seems to me that if we're getting those funds, why do we need to put the entire funding from C into transportation?
I think they are match funds, but you know what? We'll find out for sure,
right.
And we'll find out about Owens' attempts to change this, because I got Andrew Romanoff on Monday morning.
Great, great.
And we'll talk to him about it.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you later.
All right, Robert, have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
All right, one line open at 303-713-7675
or less. That's $28.95 at your participating Denver, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealers. Ends November 27th. Restrictions apply. See your dealer for details.
Four teams. Two games. One night. Get ready for a night of college basketball.
At the Pepsi Center.
Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk on November 26th for Attitude versus Altitude at the inaugural Colorado...
7.5 times faster, then including video mail and photo show and McAfee security, free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Not necessary.
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, the most trusted name in online security. I deserve something. A present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know, some of my pizza. Still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina. Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Time American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation. And for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Even your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
People at Foot Effects will conduct a pressure analysis of your feet and provide you with appropriate arch supports and shoes you'll need to alleviate pain. Both Mary and I have been through this. And you get the comfort and balance and support you've been looking for. Really, Foot Effects is great. And if you're a diabetic, Foot Effects has a wide selection of shoes, especially designed for diabetics, too. They offer products. Foot Effects offers products unique and specially developed to provide relief from pain in the heels, the ball of the foot, the knee, the hip, or, you know, back pain. And if you address this stuff now, it'll save you problems later on. So call Foot Effects at 1-866-886-FOOT. Or stop by. They're in Westminster. They're really great people at 120th and Sheridan next to Chipotle. And if you've got any of these problems with pain, you know what?
It's a good little lesson in logic. And it goes as follows. Yeah, if you go out in the desert and you find a watch, you're pretty sure there's a watch. In fact, the theory says there must be a maker of that watch. So if you apply that to human beings, you say intelligent design says there must be a maker of human beings. Now, what would that maker be? Well, many people would say, well, that must mean that that maker is the God. Well, if you apply intelligent design to that, it says that there must be a maker of God. Well, you now have a little problem. You have a contradiction with what God is and how it's defined. And in logic, if you assume something and you end up with a contradiction, you're forced to say that the assumption is wrong. So that is a little proof that intelligent design is wrong or God is wrong. And, you know, it's a really nice thing for students to learn. I think I'd have no problem teaching that to people, just like I don't mind telling students that some people used to think the earth is flat, and some people still do think the earth is flat, but it doesn't seem to fit the data.
Well, if we had more teachers, more professors, you know, out there like you, it wouldn't be such a bad thing, but...
Well, I'm not, you know,
we don't.
It's nutty, of course. And in fact, if we were told people we wanted to teach it that way, they would quit talking about it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. That's a really good point. By the way, you say you teach physics?
Yep.
All right, I'll put you on the spot here because I can't remember, and it's one of these things that just has left my head, and I used to know how to describe it. Can you describe cold fusion?
Cold fusion just means that there would be a way to get the nuclear process started without firing off an atomic bomb kind of thing. So you could mix two chemicals together and get some neutrons to liberate other neutrons and get a reaction going.
So it would be an energy source.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong. I mean, it'd be great, and it's just that so far nobody's ever been able to do it in a repeatable way. And
all
so
right.
I'd say most physicists say you can't do it, but you know, I wouldn't say you can't do it, but I would say nobody has done it.
All right, you're the best, man. Thank you for calling
take
in.
Take care.
All right. Well, I love callers like that. Intelligent, well-spoken. Ken in Colorado Springs. Ken, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jay.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, actually.
Hey, I'm a little disturbed. You know, I wish we could have an honest, intellectually honest debate on this Iraq thing. I think the Democratic leadership is looking for political gain, and they're willing to turn that country over to Zarqawi just for their political advantage. And my proof is, just answer me this, who said Hussein has chosen to spend his money on building weapons of mass destruction and palaces for his cronies? Who said he will use these weapons of mass destruction again, as he has 10 times since 1983? They made the same comments, and now...
Yeah, but you got a problem in that theory, and we've been over this over and over, and I'll go over it again.
Go ahead.
And I've asked everybody who's been on here.
Okay.
I asked Larry Johnson the question this morning. He's formerly with the CIA. I asked Mark Udall the same question. I asked Lynn Woolsey the same question.
Okay, I missed those. Go ahead.
The fact is that the people in Congress did not see the same intelligence that the White House saw. And for the White House to say that they did is disingenuous and it's wrong. And furthermore...
Okay, let me respond to that.
All right, go ahead and respond.
Okay, those comments I gave you, those were made by the Clinton White House. That was before Bush was even in office.
Yeah, except you're leaving something out. Once again, you're leaving something out. You're using selective information. The Clinton White House never said, as this administration did, that Iraq was an imminent threat to the United States. You show me where they said that.
Well, they didn't say that, but you know,
I mean, they never talked about a mushroom cloud such as Condoleezza Rice and Dick Cheney did.
Do you know what you're leaving out? 9/11. Bush is operating.
There's no connection between Saddam Hussein and 9/11. Where is that? Show me the connection.
There is a connection between terrorists and 9/11. We're fighting terrorists.
But not Saddam Hussein.
Iraq.
There's nothing wrong with going to Afghanistan. There is nothing wrong with taking the United States assets and hunting down Al Qaeda across the globe and destroying them. And we could have gone into Afghanistan and done it. This administration let Osama bin Laden get away in Tora Bora because they bungled it. There is no connection between between Saddam Hussein and Iraq. And as far as fighting them in Iraq, the numbers of foreign fighters are small. The majority of the people who are involved in the fighting are Iraqi nationalists. And if you don't think that's true, I'll quote you the source. You want me to quote you the source? Do you need that? Okay, it was in the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Los Angeles Times. Now, where's your source? Where's your source that the two are connected?
The three most leftist papers.
Oh, all right, yeah, that's right, because you can't give me an alternative. They're leftist papers. All right, prove that. Thank you for the call. That's exactly what I mean. I mean, prove that. All right, you want to eat that stuff, you want to eat those talking points, and you want to believe them and internalize them, and you want to think they're true, you go ahead and do it. Good luck to you, pal. I mean, you have a right to your opinion, but I'm sorry, you're mistakenly wrong. Let's go to Ed in Wyoming. Ed, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I'll keep it brief. I'm independent from Wyoming. I do believe in God. I just want to say, you know, for the teacher who called earlier, who came up with some points to this and that, but I just want to get across to him also, that in the Bible it talks about the earth being round, and it talks about the moon affecting the tides of the earth. That's one part I'd like him to explain that.
Well, it's easy. People who wrote the Bible observed that when they were alive. Well, what's wrong with that? I mean, that's no problem. You can easily see that.
That's correct, but this was put in there before man discovered that, you know, before we fell off the ends of the earth. That was put in the Bible way before
that. Wait a minute. Are you saying the people who existed, who wrote and had input into the Bible, didn't have the intelligence or couldn't observe the changing of the earth and, you know, sun up to sun down and the pull of the moon on the tides? I mean, I figured that out when I was like, you know, 9 years old, and nobody told me.
Yeah, but we're talking about before Christopher Columbus here.
Well, you know, it doesn't make any difference about before Christopher Columbus. You know what? I don't think Christopher Columbus ever had the corner, on the moon affecting the tides. And also answer me this. What does the Bible say about render unto Caesar's what is Caesar's? Explain that to me.
Excuse me, what was that?
Render unto Caesar's what is Caesar's.
Right. What about that?
Well, what about explain that to me.
That is whatever of this earth, let it be of this earth. Whatever is God, render that to God.
Okay, and you know what? And there's a difference between involving religion in the public sphere, and I believe Jesus and I believe the Bible talks about not being involved in the public sphere. Am I right about that or wrong?
In a sort of way, yeah. But, okay, now here's the other part. Now, what I'm saying is a lot of people go to the Bible and they find things like, yes, there was a town here which no one thought that town existed.
Wait a minute, you didn't answer my question.
On which part?